This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Now, my dear friends, my set tonight is called Evolution of the Green Garden Hose, Part 2. Now, as far as we know, the Green Garden Hose has never been threatened with extinction. He has always been around in great numbers, and even today you will find at least one Green Garden Hose at every home. He will usually have one in attached to an outside water faucet, and in the wintertime he will call himself up near the house and somewhat hibernate from about the month of October through the month of March. The only time you have to be careful around your Green Garden Hose is during the month of August. This is when they shed that metal ring on their nose and have been known to swallow human beings. I remember this one case out in Los Angeles, I believe it was, where this lady was attempting to get a drink of water from her Green Garden Hose. When she opened her mouth, the hose saw her teeth and thought it was being attacked, so it swallowed her. But now, my friends, this is no big thing, since a Green Garden Hose does not start digesting its food until the fourth day. You've got plenty of time. What you do, my friends, you go out and find yourself the biggest garden hose you have ever seen. Bring him home and paint red stripes up and down his back, and a yellow ring around his neck, and pitch him over on the other hose and holler snake real loud. Now this will scare the hose into delivering up its prey in order to make himself lighter for the attack. Then immediately drag the person away to a safe distance. They will look like a dried up prune for a few weeks, but otherwise unharmed. I have this friend down in Nashville, Tennessee, who likes to tease his Green Garden Hose. He sits on his front porch a lot, friends, and when he gets tired of watching his car bumpers rust, he will go out in his front yard and catch his Green Garden Hose and wrap him around a tree and tie the ends in a bow knot. Then he gets back on his front porch and almost laughs himself to death, watching the Green Garden Hose free himself. Oh, my friends, this is not advisable, as it will make the Green Garden Hose very mean, and they have been known to leave home under such circumstances. A scientist out in New Mexico found that by forcing water back through the Green Garden Hose at a tremendous rate of speed, that the Green Garden Hose would in 1 year produce enough half-inch water pipe to go around the world 3 times. He was up for the Nobel Prize, but he was canceled out because they couldn't find anyone who wanted to go around the world on a water pipe. And they also found, my friends, that he had copied his idea from the old method of running a sausage mill backwards to manufacture pigs. Oh, my friends, what a beautiful thought. Now, I am often asked this question. Are garden hoses edible? Yes, my friends, they are, but only the green ones. And when the weather is extremely cold, what you do is catch the temperatures down to at least 20 below zero. Find one that is coiled up near the house and hit him in the head with a 10-pound sledgehammer just as hard as you can. A 50-foot garden hose will fry into about 106 inch long pieces. Gather them up immediately and put them in a pot of boiling water. Cook for about an hour. Then take the links out and stuff them with Vienna sausages. Now, my friends, this is such a rare treat. I'm sure you will be inviting some friends over for dinner. There's always plenty left, and the links make beautiful blowguns. You and your friends can have great fun blowing Vienna sausage back and forth across the table at each other. And your friends are always glad to stick around and help you wash down your dining room walls and repaint. Brother George Underbrush, good day.
When we say goodnight, I get to feeling blue. I'm lonely when you leave me. I'm all alone. But you'll be back and so on. I may be blue, but it's a, oh yeah, a good kind of lonely. I'm the happiest when you're by my side, but there are times when we must be apart. Oh, I just to think of when you'll hold me close again, and I'm not sad to be so, oh yeah, a good kind of lonely. A bad kind of lonely is the kind that you have when love says goodbye, turns your heart inside out, makes you wanna die. Oh, well, as long as I have you, I know I won't be blue. You make me happy just by being around, yes. And when you go away, I'll never be afraid. I know you'll leave me with a, yeah, a good kind of lonely. What's that hanging down between my legs? Looks like a sausage between two hard-boiled eggs. Sculptors usually got it covered with leaves. Now I wonder what it could be. Oh, it's my penis. My penis. You see how much has truly come between us. It's my penis. My penis. Hey, let's start again, and this time be friends. Now some say you're a symbol of power and hate. Some say you're a weapon to dominate. Ah, but you don't look that mean to me when you're drawing the snow with my penis. Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you all help me sing on the chorus? I'd really like it if you guys would give me a hand. I know some of you women will have to use your imaginations, but just feel the swing, stay with the tempo, and don't beat it to death. Here we go. Come on. It's my penis.
Everyone.
My penis. See how much has truly come between.
That's not hard.
It's my penis. My penis. Let's start again. And this time we friends.
you don't have to get it up like there's a record to prove. Limp or wrecked, oh, it still feels good. And all that guilt's just a holding you down. It's not a contest or crying out loud. It's my penis, my penis. You see how much has truly come between us. You getting the hang of it? It's my penis, my penis. Let's start again. And let God be friends. Well, we needed this talk, little penis to heart. We're on the same body, but so far apart. And even though I'm here talking to you, you know we're really one and not two. Just one, come on. Get my penis, my penis. Everyone, you see how much has truly come between. Oh, 1,000 balls, it's my penis, my penis. Oh, let's start again. And this time be friends.
Time to get retarded in here.
Yeah. I guess this is the music for me.
Yeah, this is your theme song, buddy.
This is my theme song.
It is a rockin' comedy show, another week, where we ask the question, where the fuck is Mad Mike?
Where is he?
Nobody knows.
He was abducted by the mole people.
But I couldn't take a fourth week of rabbi, so... So you're here.
So you got a reverend now.
Yeah, I went from a rabbi, an insane rabbi, to a reverend.
Yeah, a reverend that was going to run for mayor.
Yeah.
I mean, how about that? You...
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Chris Reject.
Boo. That's what they're saying right now. They're like, oh, shit, let's turn it off now.
Well, this is your chance to shine. It's your co-host opportunity.
Let's see what's on Pornhub right now.
Yeah, that doesn't really work. What are you doing over there?
I'm putting my nose ring back in.
You can't see it.
I know. Well, I got to put it in, you know. I don't want the hole to close up.
He's like, I got to look good for the people listening.
Yes. Got to look beautiful for the people. So. Every time I turn on this computer right here, I just see this lovely picture of the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Hey, you got to love that new logo.
Yes. So if Mike doesn't show up in the next, you know, let's give him the benefit of the doubt the next month or so, are you just going to, you know, cut him out of there?
There's already a logo made with Mike gone, actually. So it was...
Mike, I hope you're listening.
No, we talked about it last week. Hopefully he'll come back very, very soon. But
He wasn't even at your birthday, was he?
He was not. No.
That's very sad. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you very much, sir. You weren't at my birthday either.
Well, your show was canceled.
Well, I still had that wasn't my birthday. My birthday was the next day. So where were you there?
I have no excuse on that one. I was knee deep in cocaine.
Wow. Well, at least you admit to it.
Okay, it wasn't really cocaine.
Oh, now you're lying.
Yes. That's what radio personalities do.
Right. So, if you do well, the comments are good. If you don't do so well, the comments are bad.
And if the comments are bad, then you keep me on the show. Got it.
Actually, if the comments are bad, you don't come back. That's why Rabbi's not here today.
So basically, I should have all my friends just spam the comment board.
Oh, I'll know if they're fake.
Wow, this all sounds like, you know, Chris writing it.
Yeah, this is all Chris and his family. He's wonderful.
Trust me, my family will never listen to the show. No offense, but they're a little conservative.
Well, how did you turn out the way you did?
It was all that cocaine that I don't do.
That's nice. All right, so we're going to start with some comments, get these out of the way. We have one that says, we were on the show Bus of the Stars for your event back in May. We're from Canada. We have been waiting for the DVD so we can buy a copy.
Hey, we're waiting for the DVDs, eh?
What's going on?
Did they say A?
They didn't. I don't think they put it when they type.
I don't think they're real Canadian, then.
Well, they don't need to put it in when they type. Like, we're from Canada, eh?
They make it more realistic.
I don't know what's going on with it. It's been sitting there since April 20th, and it has not
been... Yeah. Of course, it's been sitting there since April 20th.
Well, yeah, but the guy that edits it, he does not celebrate April 20th, so...
He celebrates on the 21st.
But even so, it's been 3 months. I have no idea. If you want, I can email you back and give you his email address, and you can hit him up and find out where the hell it is. We have a comment here. The Crazy 8 countdown on boobs was priceless. Yeah, that was a pretty good one. This is good. Rabbi, where the fuck is Mad Mike? Jay, please do the show solo or try to find someone else.
Did you read that before you had me come co-host? They said go solo. But you're solo every night.
Yes. No. Well, before Mad Mike, I did the show all by myself.
For 20 years.
Yeah. It says, hey, Jay, I checked out the tribute show to Scott Goddard that you recommended on the last show. You're right. You were sincere about it. You guys were amazing friends, and it comes across. Also saw the tribute show to your mom, and the archive's going to give that one a listen, too. Hey, well, that's cool. Yeah, the Scott Goddard show was really hard to put together years ago when he did pass away unexpectedly, and I had hours and hours of tape of this guy on the show, and it was amazing. And that's where I met Big Lance, and... all those wonderful people that he brings along with him every fucking Christmas. Have another comment here that says, Mike, when you gonna do the show again? 2 weeks of Rabbi are way too much. It's actually 3 weeks of Rabbi, but thanks for listening. Rabbi, super nice guy, but not the best co-host.
that last one, not the one that you just read, but the one before, 2 weeks, and yeah. Yeah, it's been 3 weeks. They're going to think I'm insane Rabbi now. They're going to be like, God damn it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm not the Rabbi. L'chaim.
22 years old from North Carolina. You guys are great. I download the show every week on my iPod. Fucking great.
Hey, for those of you on the East Coast, I'm sorry about the weather, but fucking deal with it. It's 113 out here. We're still alive.
Wow, Jay, you have done wonders with this show. It is so good. Thanks. Mike, let's play Just the Tip.
Well, I'll
make sure he sees that.
For the people, the person right there, just remember to cover your junk in mud before playing Just the Tip.
Hey, guys. Oh, hey, sexy guys. Just found the show a month ago and have heard some great episodes. Loved 115. So
did they love the Christmas show? Were they offended?
Well, I don't know if they've gone that far back.
Obviously, they haven't.
Listen to the Twisted Christmas Show Part 1 of last year, and you'll enjoy.
Yes, there's a woman that sleeps with homeless kids, Elvis singing Junk in the Mud, and Jesus was a sandbagger.
Hey, guys, keep the shows coming. They've been great lately. The countdown on the last show about boobs was great. So, people digging it. People digging it, having a good time, loving the show. And I think that's all of the comments. Let me just double check. Didn't miss any. Otherwise, I'll get an email. You didn't read my comment. Let's see. I think that is it. How have you been, buddy?
I've been good. Just, as they say on the streets, chillaxing, you know?
Yeah.
My own thing. I've been keeping up with the world's news lately. You're familiar with The Onion, right?
Yes.
I have the greatest headline of all time that was posted... I kid you not, 2 hours after George Steinbrenner from the Yankees died.
Oh, no.
George Steinbrenner dies after firing unperforming heart.
What?
He used to fire his players
for
underperforming. They weren't playing the way he wanted them to, so he'd fire them. And it says here, he fired his heart for underperforming. and died. 2 hours after he died.
Wow.
Reading one here. Uncle Greg attempted to attempt comeback at family barbecue. I love The Onion. If people need to read The Onion more often.
Yes, they should. Well, that's two more comments. Charles writes, hey, guys, keep the shows coming. They've been great. And Karen and Tim write, hey, I think it would be funny if you guys did the show with no pants. It would be funny.
Don't we do that already?
Because you don't see it.
Yes.
So there you go.
Would they just expect us to just, you know, put our stuff on the microphone and...
I don't know. Maybe they want pictures of us sitting in chairs with no pants on. Karen, Tim, be a little more specific in what you want in your requests. Because, you know, maybe I got my pants down now. You don't know. You don't know. You'll never know.
Tim. I mean, I always do the show with no pants on.
Sometimes. Oh, so it's good stuff. Yeah, so George Steinbrenner, he did pass. That's, yeah, funny story about that. Not that he passed away, but... We went to Wet Republic for my birthday, and we had a cabana, and my friend David was like, wow, the last time I went to a pool with you, Michael Jackson died. He goes, I wonder who's going to die today. And I pointed at the television that was in the cabana, and I'm like, and he goes, oh, shit.
So basically every time that guy goes to the...
Yeah, apparently you're not allowed to come to the pool because somebody died.
Some celebrity will die.
We have a guest coming in today. I really don't know anything about this guest. Could be very interesting. Could be amazing, because we had a guest that came on last week and didn't know anything about her, and she turned out to be a fantastic guest, and she brought a 12-pack of PBR.
That's the way to be a fantastic guest on this show.
But she could sing. I mean, it was awesome. So I'm not quite sure a lot about this guest that we have, but her name is G-Note. And you're going to be here to help me interview. And I tried to find stuff on the internet about her, and there's nothing. And her MySpace is...
Do we even know what her talent is?
She plays a viola, but it's like she's a rock and viola player, so I don't know what that means.
That's going to be interesting.
So, but I her MySpace is vague. There's no like YouTube stuff of her doing what she does. So,
do we know this woman exists?
I'm pretty much going in here just going to nothing. I have nothing on you. I don't know anything about you. I have no idea what she looks like. So I just said, come to the 44th floor of the Korean taco plant, and we'll do the show. So
when she I noticed one thing, you know, I've done this show a few times, and every time I come by, there's never a stray dog.
No, that's because of the Korean taco plant's downstairs, first floor. It's funny, this guy from Ireland's like, he didn't like, we made a comment about him, and he was like, I'm going to come to Vegas next month, and when I go there, I'm going to kick your guys' ass. I'm like, you don't know where we are. And he's like, you're on the 44th floor of the Korean taco plant. I go, well, you look that up.
Well, you know, when I get down there, I'm going to kick their ass.
Yeah, he's actually... training to be a UFC fighter. So.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck.
Well, then again, I mean, those Irish, they get the alcohol in them. They don't feel shit, so. Come on outside. I'll kick my own ass.
All right. Well, we're gonna do a celebrity prank call right now. And we like to start with our Arnold Schwarzenegger calls. Those seem to be the funniest.
Hello, cutie pie.
Who's that? Oh.
Howdy, stranger.
What?
Hauser.
How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
First, I would like to just get to know you.
What?
That's amazing. Where are we?
Really what?
Who are you? Hey, I'm a police officer.
You're what?
I'm Detective John Kimball.
You're Detective John Kimball.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
You're Detective John Kimball.
Correct.
What are you after me for?
Yes.
Guess what?
One of us is in deep trouble.
I'm not in deep trouble. I'm doing anything wrong.
What do you want?
I want Stevenson Dreamland to come to life.
What's the matter?
No.
But I hope you leave enough room for my fist, because I'm going to ram it into your stomach.
My stomach's where?
Come on. Don't bullshit me.
Where's my stomach at?
Just do what I tell you.
What do you want?
Don't be ridiculous.
No, I am not going to do what you tell me. my name, I'm writing music, I'm going to be a successful musician, and I'm going to say, fuck all you people.
Now, whatever your name is, get ready for the big surprise.
What's the big surprise? I got to know what the big surprise is.
You son of a bitch.
I am not a son of a bitch. What do you call me son of a bitch for?
You know you're the girl of my dreams.
I am not the girl. Well, fuck you. I am not the girl of your fucking dream.
You son of a bitch.
I am not a son of a bitch.
You must be very proud of yourself.
You son of a bitch.
Stop
you
it.
Are the son of a bitch now.
Stop it.
Stop whining.
Who in the hell is this?
Just do what I tell you.
What?
Yes.
What do you want me to do?
I'm a cop, you idiot.
I am not a cop, you idiot.
What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter.
Come on, don't bullshit me.
I'm going to write my fucking music.
Stop it. Stop whining.
I'm not fucking whining.
Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch. I am
you
not a son
of a bitch.
I am going to get my dad. My dad works for the telephone company. He's going to find out who the fuck is doing this.
Stop it!
No, there's no stopping about it. I'm going to find out who's going
Stop
to
it.
My dad works
Stop
for the telephone company. He won't get into the fucking any fucking circuit that you're fucking incapable of.
Stop it!
Well, fuck you. Who is that? What?
You know you're the girl of my dreams.
I am not the fucking... Fuck you!
Detective John Kimble.
I am not Detective John Kimble.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
You fucking... You're the fucking idiot. I am
what do you
not
want?
A fucking cop.
What do you want?
What do you fucking want?
What's the matter?
Nothing is a fucking matter. Well, yeah, there's...
Well, you must be very proud of yourself.
I'm not very proud of myself.
Stop whining.
You son of a bitch.
I still to this day do not understand why these people don't hang up. He gets them all worked up and they just don't hang up. They want to argue and be called a son of a bitch.
Years and years ago, I actually got someone doing that, a celebrity prank call, while I was at work. I was working for Pizza Hut and I answered the phone and it was Howard Stern. And, you know, they have some good clips on there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, oh, and, you know, I want to try anal and stuff like that. And so I knew it was just a prank call, so I just went with it. And the person got so confused on operating
right.
it
I mean,
that they
you know it. But, how can these people not identify that that's Arnold Schwarzenegger? There's not
no, that was that was Detective John Kimble.
Right, but, I mean, most people know that's what Arnold Schwarzenegger sounds like. They just get so aggravated. It's hilarious.
I think the best line there was, my dad works for the phone company.
I'm going to get my dad.
Good evening, and thank you for choosing. Can I assist you?
Yes, I would like to have a room, please.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I would like to have a room, please.
You would like to have a room?
Yes.
Would you like to be transferred to a room, or are you looking to have a room for the evening?
Affirmative.
What's the last name on the room you would like to be transferred to?
Quaid.
Sorry?
Quaid.
Quaid.
I'm having a hard time understanding
you. Douglas Quaid.
I'm not finding that last name.
Don't fucking bullshit me. I don't really like you, right? Fuck you.
Oh, well, there we go. We got
hang up on it.
Good evening. Thank you for choosing. How may I assist you?
Excuse me, I have a few more questions if you don't mind. Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Sir, is there a room I can transfer you to?
No.
Okay,
what
so
does he do? Who is your daddy?
Good afternoon. Thank you for choosing. How may I assist you?
Go fucking kiss your mother is behind.
Is there something I can assist you with, sir?
Go and kiss your mother is behind.
Good evening. Thank you for choosing. How may I assist you?
Howdy, stranger. This is me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You want to fuck me?
Yes, I would like to have a room, please.
Okay. When is this for?
In approximately 1 hour.
Approximately 1 hour.
What type of room are you looking for, smoking or not, sir?
Affirmative.
Can I help you?
You son of a bitch. Fuck you.
This call is going to be traced. I'm tracing it right now by calling the police.
Don't fucking bullshit me. No deal. No, it's not true.
The best part of that is the first three times they call, the guy sounds really, you know, professional. He says the name of the place, and then he just gets so burned out that he's just like, "What? What do you? Can I help you?" And he just knows that he's going to keep calling back.
One of my favorites that this guy has done is I'm going to replay this one because it's so good, and I haven't played it in a long time. But John Wayne actually calls this old couple, wakes them up in the middle of the night. Because John Wayne can do that.
Hello.
Thank you. I'm looking for Pierre Cardona. He's staying here.
The wrong number.
Pierre Cardona.
You have the wrong number.
Cord McNally. Todd Jackson. But when it comes right down to it, no matter to me.
Hello?
Now, did you come here to give me a message or just to pass the time of day?
Who the fuck are you? You know what time it is?
I'm looking for Pierre Cardona. He's staying here.
Hey, you gay motherfucker? Guess what?
What's your name?
My name is your worst fucking nightmare, asshole. It's 4 o'clock in the fucking morning. You call my fucking house and I'm going to hunt you down and hurt you. You understand?
I mean to kill you in 1 minute or see you hanged in Fort Smith at Judge Parker's convenience. Would you let
me? You know what? Come on over, asshole.
What is your name?
My name is your worst fucking nightmare. Did I tell you that once already? Or are you fucking stupid?
Thank you. I'm looking for Pierre Cardona. He's staying here.
Yeah, pull up in my driveway, asshole. I haven't fired my gun in a week.
Blue Tom, we got your friend catching him here. And there's a sawed-off shotgun with the triggers tied back right behind him.
Saw my fucking house again, you goddamn gay faggot motherfucker.
What is your name? What's your name?
He called back.
Thank you. I'm looking for Pierre Cardona. He's staying there.
You've got a wrong number, man.
Jacob McCandles.
Cord McNally.
Now it's just random names.
Who are you?
Thank you. I'm looking for Pierre Cardona. He's staying here.
No, no, no. You've got a wrong number. No.
Where's your brother?
Pardon me?
Where's your brother?
I can't understand you. Try again.
When's the last time you saw Ned Pepper?
I have no fucking idea what you're talking about. I do know that you're calling my house at 4 o'clock in the morning. Now you're calling my wife's cell phone at 4 o'clock in the morning. At least on the East Coast. You may be in another time zone. But I don't know what you're doing. I do know you need some kind of help. It's either help with alcohol, help with drugs, or help with the shit that lives between your ears. Which is...
Yes, sir.
Now go get yourself some help. Stop dialing our fucking phone numbers. Do you understand?
Thank you. I'm looking for Pierre Cardona. Staying here.
Staying here.
No. There's no such animal living around here with that fucking name. Now.
Are you the big chief or one of the little Indians?
Pardon me?
Are you the big chief or one of the little Indians?
I'm your worst fucking nightmare. That's all you need to know about me, okay?
Damn it, Quincy! Where's your brother?
My favorite part's coming up.
Have you got the message yet, dude? You're dialing the wrong fucking number.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Knock it the fuck off, all right?
Pierre Cardona.
Yeah, I got your Pierre Cardona's asshole.
Now, the last time I asked you that question, you said no, and you said it in a loud and clear voice.
Yeah, I'm saying no again.
When's the last time you saw Ned Pepper?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, Ned Pepper. I know it's 4 o'clock in the goddamn morning. I know if I could get my hands around your scrawny little fucking neck, I'd do something with it, okay?
Well, okay.
Stop
one
fucking calling your asshole.
Ned Pepper, it'll cost $100. I figured that much out. And 50 in advance.
Like, if he knew he was talking to the Duke, he wouldn't talk to the Duke like that. He'd be scared.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Mr. I'll play another classic one. This one's great. Cookie Monster calling a bakery.
NSK, how's
that, Bengal? Hello there.
Hi.
We have a question for you.
Yep.
Do you have cookies?
Pardon me?
We want cookie.
You want a fruitcake?
Do you have cookies?
Fruitcake?
Cookies.
Hold on, okay?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hello? Huh?
Me going to ask most important question of all. Do you have cookies?
I don't understand what you're talking.
Why not? See? Me asked question and me got answer. That's the question, lady. Do you have cookies?
So you want to order anything?
Yeah.
You want to order a cake?
No, we want cookie.
Cookie?
Yeah.
Cookie.
Very
what kind of
good.
Cookie? This is a cake house.
Yeah. Yeah, me want something delicious. But me forgot what it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I don't understand what you're talking. So would you mind to ask anybody to talk to me?
What kind of answer is that? Me want cookie.
You want cookie?
Cookies!
What kind of cookie?
Yeah, me want something delicious, but
something,
me forgot
something delicious.
What it
so,
is.
Okay, so the cookie, I have the walnut one and the salt bread. So you can come to our store to have a look.
Very good.
So you like to come to our store?
What kind of cookies are there?
It's a walnut. I have the walnut. Cookie and a salt bread. I have only
cookie.
Two kind of cookie.
In that case, we settle. Now, me ask another question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it an orange?
Maybe you come to our store to have a look. We have different kind of cookie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can come to our store, and we call her, and we close at 6.
Okay.
Okay. Thank
Very
you.
Good.
Bye-bye. They took off the person that spoke perfect English and put on the Oriental.
You want cookie?
You want the cookie?
I never remember Cookie Monster getting that violent and vigilant.
Yeah, when you think it out of content, what he says, it's kind of funny. But no, I want cookie. Funny. We have some other celebrity crank calls we'll get to throughout the show. Plus, because he's been in the news a lot lately, I'm going to replay the celebrity call made by Mel Gibson. That one's pretty funny.
Good old Mel Gibson. He hates
everyone. That one. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's going to be one of Chris's favorite parts of the show. We're going to do the news.
Oh, I thought it was when I take my pants off.
Well, they're supposed to be off already.
Oh, that's right.
She wanted us to do the show. Maybe we will, and we'll take pictures.
She didn't say what she wanted, so she's no pants today.
That's right. No pants? Maybe just pants, and we just sit in our boxers. She didn't specifically say.
Because here at the Brock and Comedy Show, we listen to our listeners.
Yes, we want to make you happy. Anyway, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back after this.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi, visit my granny and her antebellum work. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees, free as a song. One day, I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed it down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I sat way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh. When that squirrel got loose, went totally berserk. What happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, I surrender all, the squirrel ran up hard, Newland's coveralls. Hard beat to his beat, said, something got a hold on me. Yeah! The day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church, in a sleeping little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in the Bible. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah. Well, Harvey dialed, dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harvey thought he had a weed eater loose in his screw to the moon. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and that squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the amen pew, where sat Sister Bertha, better than you, and watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. Should have seen that look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs. She jumped to her feet and said, Lord, have mercy on me. As that squirrel made laps inside her dress, she began to cry, and then to confess the sins and make a sailor blush with shame. She told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention was when she talked about her love life. And then she started naming names the day the squirrel went berserk in the first uprights of church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah. Seven deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 was raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass over the miracles God has wrought in this old world. The one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. Now the day the squirrel went berserk in the first uprights church in that stupid little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah.
You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are up here on the 44th floor. We've got some news for you. Going to get things started with our favorite place to do the news, Port St. Lucie.
Oh, yeah.
We love Port St. Lucie.
You know what? One of my best friends in the world actually moved to Port St. Lucie for, I kid you not, 2 weeks.
I think you told me that.
And then he left and went back to Texas. Texas is better than this place.
Yeah, my dad actually was good. He was in Florida visiting, and I asked him where he was at, and I said, "Well, where is that? Is that near Port St. Lucie?" And he was like, "I don't know." And he actually made a trip. He specifically went out of his way to Port St. Lucie, got me and Mike some shirts, and says, "Shit happens in Port St. Lucie."
Obviously, so, it does.
It was badass, and they had an experience there. He said, "Yeah, some of the stuff you talk about on the news, I can actually believe it." So, but we'll get things started with Port St. Lucie. A woman accused of trying to deliver oxycodone pills in a package of macaroni and cheese to a patient in Lawnwood Regional Medical Center and Heart Institute is being held in the county jail. Police charged Jennifer Fleming, 25, with possession of a controlled substance with a prescription after saying she tried to sneak 4 oxycodone pills in a bag in the cheese package. Investigators said another woman, one of the first stories I ever did about Port St. Lucie was a guy that assaulted his wife because she made macaroni and cheese almost every night, and so he like took the pot and hit her with it. So it's just kind of funny that this guy, not that he beat her with it, but that he was like, can't he just not eat it? Like, I don't want it. You make it every night. But no, he beats her with the pot. So she's trying to sneak the pills into the cheese package here. And investigators said another woman was in the patient's room when Fleming handed the patient the package of macaroni and cheese, but the woman said it had to be checked. A nurse found a bag with 4 pills inside a slit of the cheese packet, according to the affidavit. Fleming said she got the pills from her drug dealer, according to the affidavit. She said she brought the drugs to the patient because the patient told her to. Fleming was taken to St. Lucie County Jail and is being held in lieu of $5,000.
Wow.
Right?
Just
wow. To give you an idea of like how crazy it is, I did this story 2 weeks ago with Rabbi, who was not paying attention during the show, and he missed the whole comedy of this news story. I saved it for you, Mr. Reject.
Oh, okay, let me get focused.
I know you'll appreciate it.
I gotta get focused. Hold on here. Let me get off this porn that I'm looking at. Okay, go ahead.
A 22-year-old woman was arrested after police say she engaged in a $440 oxycodone deal. Now, I'm trying to think now, in Port St. Lucie, that's got to be the drug of choice. So many people in Port St. Lucie are getting nailed with oxy pills.
A lot of Rush fans, right there, Rush Limbaugh fans. They're, hey, let's go trade this oxycodone.
Yeah, he's on it. Let's do it. Anyway, she got busted doing a $440 deal with an undercover investigator at a fast food restaurant. also seized from her was $1,300. She is unemployed. And during her arrest, suspecting the money came from illicit drug activities, this is so funny, Hudson's explanation of how she got the money, the tooth fairy gave it to her. See, that's what I was expecting Rabbi to do. Yeah, the tooth fairy gave her $1,300. The most I ever got from the tooth fairy was $5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
very generous.
I got an IOU.
Apparently the tooth fairy is very generous in Port St. Lucie. Anyway, she met with an undercover detective at a Burger King restaurant.
Oh,
I appreciate that too. and exchanged of active oxy pills with the investigator for $440. They also found a pill crusher, a prescription bottle of oxycodone containing four pills, and a prescription for the narcotic painkiller, and was selling the pills.
Hudson. So, wait, there's four pills, $440. That's, what, $110 per pill?
Per pill.
I mean, anyone out there and listening?
I don't even really know what that drug does, but it seems to be wonderful.
If anybody does oxy, please comment and let us know what it's like.
Police also found a single, like I said, pill crusher and prescription bottle and all that. Hudson faces felony charges, including trafficking, oxycodone, illegal use of a two-way communication device, and the possession of the pill crusher.
Please tell me there's no picture. No.
There's no picture.
I want to see how many teeth she has left over after $1,300.
Yeah, like, she just yank them all out with a plier and go, come and get them.
Yeah.
We'll stay in Port St. Lucie this first round of the news, because I haven't had him in the news in a while, but...
He looks awesome.
The people there in Port St. Lucie are lovely looking people. A 23-year-old man accused of selling crack cocaine to a federal agent for $1,800 last month was arrested after investigators searched his home, according to an affidavit released. Lau Larigi, I don't even know if that's how you pronounce that name, but it really doesn't matter. he faces a felony cocaine trafficking charge following the June 14th deal with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration agent. He was arrested as investigators served a search warrant at his home, although it wasn't immediately clear what, if anything, was found. In the deal last month, the DEA agent called him on his cell phone and said he had $1,800 and wanted to buy 2 ounces of crack cocaine. Then the DEA agent, who was undercover to purchase the raw cocaine, had bought crack from him 2 times before the deal. The two met, and the DEA agent got in his silver Ford Taurus, handed the agent a bag with 2 suspected crack cocaine cookies, which the agent looked a little light. And he said, no, it's all there. And the agent gave the man $1,800 for the crack before he went back to his home on Palm Avenue. The crack weighed 1.76 ounces. I don't know anything about crack. So
I mean, do we have Whitney Houston's phone number? Maybe she can tell us. Is that light? I mean,
is that light? Is that not true?
He looks like the picture of this guy is just imagine a typical drug dealer. Just picture in your mind a typical drug dealer. Yeah, that's him.
Staying in Port St. Lucie, a man told police Monday that he saw a woman throw bottles that were on fire on his property before she fled. The 55-year-old man who lives on Atlantic Avenue heard an explosion and then saw fire by the road. He said he saw a bottle on fire fly over his gate. The man said the suspect threw 2 flaming bottles on his property before she ran away. He described the woman as 5'2" tall, weighing about 160 pounds. She wore a red hooded sweatshirt with a little Red Riding Hood, so there'd been some damage, and white pants with red stripes, along with a black backpack and sandals. Investigators found a plastic water bottle cut in half with some type of fuel in it and a rag at the end. Fort Pierce police later found the suspect, who had lamp oil and numerous containers of water at her residence. Police did not have enough evidence to arrest the suspect at the time. How could they not? They had all his lamp oil and numerous containers of water. But
let's see, lamp oil, water, how to make bombs.
That's just not enough.
Hey, look at this. We found some crack cocaine. You know LaVon?
Yeah. You know this guy? I do.
Oh, see? What I told you, it's the same guy. You just cut his hair. We got another, what is this, another drug deal?
We're going to find out. An 18-year-old man was arrested after spitting out 3 bags of apparent marijuana when a deputy noticed he had something in his mouth, according to the arrest affidavit.
Okay, so picture that same drug dealer that I just got in your head. Yeah, that guy. Yeah. And then cut his hair.
You want to take a crack at his first name? Untrevious?
Yeah.
Untrevious?
He's Untrevious.
Untrevious Cleveland Davidson.
Right now, he's listening in a federal penitentiary, and he's like, yes, they got it right.
I'm on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
They got my name right.
I finally did it right. Anyway, he faces charges including a sale and delivery of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and resisting arrest without violence. Well, he's doing
So how do you resist arrest without violence?
I'm not going, dude. No, let me put these handcuffs in. No, I'm not. I'm not going.
Oh, okay. I take it you've been there before. You've been charged with that.
Yeah. Where do you think Mad Mike's at? A deputy was talking with...
Is his real name Untrevious?
Yeah, it is. And he's black.
Surprise!
Surprise! If Michael Jackson can reverse color, so can Mike. I'm sorry if I offended anybody. Please send all emails to shinglesmcfanny@gmail.com. A deputy was talking with 2 people about 3 a.m., and the investigator noticed one hand had something in his mouth. The man later identified as Davidson, initially denied having anything in his mouth, but ultimately said he had some bags of weed and spit out 3 small bags of apparent marijuana. Davidson said he planned to sell the pot for $5 a bag. Davidson was arrested. He's a pretty low ball drug dealer because they're getting $110 for one pill.
True. Well, it's 3 small bags. I mean, that's not even enough.
Yo, and he's new. He's 18. Yeah. He probably hasn't been doing it long.
He hasn't been hanging out with LaVon or Laverne or whatever the fuck that guy's name was. The original drug dealer. The smart one.
Reminds me of this kid, Seth, that we met at Desert Fest this year. We were all sitting around, and we're getting ready to go to the store to get some items, and we had my friend Rhonda come out, and she goes, we're going to go to the store, we're going to get some Coke and ice. He goes, my dad's got Coke in the trailer, but I'd have to find out about the meth. And this kid's 11 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
that's $20 right there. Come on.
Yeah. So I'm like, wow. So, that's good.
Start them young. You know, there is a training program.
Yeah.
Port St. Lucie is where the basic training is.
It seems to be. Everything happens in Port St. Lucie. People are like, why do you pick on that? Why do you pick on that place so much? And when we started doing the news, some of the funniest stories were coming from there, like guys beating up their girlfriends with sandwiches. I mean, these are real stories, and they were just so funny. Just like, you know, she got $1,300 from the tooth fairy. Like, you can't beat stories like that. It's just ridiculously funny.
Hi, this is Dave. Do you want to get a career in drug dealing? Do you want to learn how to beat your wife with a sandwich? Does the tooth fairy want to pay you a visit? Well, come on down to Port St. Lucie, where everyone's a winner.
Right. Where everything, you'll notice, is, you know, peculiar.
Which is only, I was just looking on the map, I would say about two, three hours away from Disneyland, Disney World. So it makes sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, and for
the happiest place on Earth.
One of the best quotes to ever come out of Port St. Lucie, we actually have it on a t-shirt available in our store, that this kid, he's like, I think he was 15 at the time, walked out of a mental institution, just walked out. He was completely naked. And this older woman immediately knew something was peculiar. Well, what gave it away? That he was naked in the middle of broad daylight, 15 years old, and, you know, was mental, apparently. Well, what clues were left that didn't, you know, register with you?
I mean, here, broad daylight, you know, in Las Vegas, in broad daylight, and you're naked, that means you had a really good night.
You had a great night.
There, I'm pretty sure that's not a normal occurrence.
Might. You might be right with that. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Crazy J with you. Chris Reject is here. He's filling in for Matt Mike.
Hello. Again. Hope I'm doing better than the rabbi. I paid attention to the news stories.
Yeah, we got more, so don't fade out on me.
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm fascinated with this website text from last night, but I am paying attention.
Yeah, is there any good ones up there?
I'm still just browsing through. I like the one that you said should be a shirt is, dude, you can't initiate a threesome via Twitter.
Yes.
That should be on a t-shirt.
That should be on a t-shirt. Yeah, text messages from last night is a great website. If nobody's checked it out, then you haven't been listening to this show, because it's funny. I was actually taking some of those quotes and putting them on my Twitter page, and people were like, what the hell is
I was like... I started reading these with my best friend, and she never knew about this website, and I started reading these the other day, and I brought up the interesting, you know, quotes, like, to quote you, I wonder what the conversation was leading up to this.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's some ones on here that are just, you can tell that they just started off the conversation this way. But there's some on here, it's just like, how did you get to that? Oh, here comes the music.
Once in a while, maybe you will feel the urge to break international copyright law by downloading MP3s. From file sharing sites like Morpheus or Grokster or LimeWire or Kazaa. But deep in your heart, you know the guilt would drive you mad, and the shame would leave a permanent scar. 'Cause you start out stealing songs, then you're robbing liquor stores and selling crack and running over school kids with your car. So don't download this song. The record store's where you belong. Go and buy the CD like you know that you should. Oh, don't download this song. Treat you like the evil, hard-bitten criminal scum you are. So don't download this song.
Don't go
pirating music all day long. Go and buy the CD like you know that you should. Oh, don't download this song.
Pet shows and teach it to stay.
turkeys on Thanksgiving Day. I drive all my buddies in sports cars and stick shifts. I shower my fire with girlies and gifts. I peek around corners. I aim at my toilet. I poke it at foreigners and soap it and oil it. If I had a penis, I'd run to my mother, comb out the hair and compare it to brother. I'd land her. I'd knight her. My hands would indulge. Hands would sink tighter and buckle and bulge. A penis to plunder, a penis to push. Cause one in the hand is worth one in the bush. A penis to love me, a penis to share. To pick up and play with when nobody's there. I sit like a guy, I straddle the chair. I play with my fly, albeit with care. I dip it in chocolate, I stick it in sockets. I stroll to the movies with hands deep in pockets. I stick it in vacuums on vacant verandas. Gas-guzzling bottles and poodles and pandas. And puddles and drainpipes and doggies and dishes. Pools and puddles and bottles and bitches. Zucchinis and zebras, tomatoes, tomatoes and pineapples, pumpkins and gulches and grottos and melons and marshmallows.
Gloves and gorillas.
Slurpees and slippers, chinooks and chinchillas, a penis to plunder, a penis to push, cause one in the hand is worth one in the bush, a penis to love me, a penis to share, to pick up and play with when nobody's there.
If I had a penis, I'd climb every mountain.
I'd force it on females, I'd pee like a fountain.
If I had a penis, I'd still be a girl. But I'd make much more money and conquer the world.
Squirrels,
we're not delicious.
Squirrels.
Squirrel, we are not raccoons. Squirrel, don't live in palm trees. Squirrels, or in your bathroom.
Squirrel,
that's all we really are is
squirrel.
Isn't it fine, I am a
squirrel.
Please help and save us, we are
squirrel.
I wanna whip out my
squirrel.
But not really, she's not exactly Einstein, and she talks with her mouth full. She said the other day, when will we get married? I smiled and said, as soon as we're ready. But I was just procrastinating, there's something I was missing. So I went to the woods. There was a creature with such mystique, full of nuts inside its cheek. I kissed a squirrel. I kissed a squirrel. I took her home and I named her Babette. When Marie asked, I said, she's just a pet. She said, she's so adorable. I said, you're telling me. But after a while, I was sick of the lies, and I went to Marie's to confess. And there she was with a woodchuck humping her knee. And we laughed, said toodaloo. They can have their dance club, and we'll have the zoo. I kissed a squirrel. I kissed a squirrel. I kissed a squirrel, just can't be beat. Got a bushy tail, just like Marie. Kissed the squirrel, caressed her paws, and although we broke the law, I kissed the squirrel. I kissed the squirrel. Love and nuts is what we crave. If we run out of berries, bird feeders will raid. I kissed the squirrel. For the first time, well, I kissed the squirrel, and I may do it again. I kissed the squirrel. I'm leaving Las Vegas. Squirrel by my side. Palm sweat, sweat on a Saturday night. I kissed the squirrel. I kissed the squirrel, just can't be beat. But I get so scared when she crosses the streets. I kissed the squirrel. I kissed the squirrel, her lips were sweet. A misdemeanor, not a felony. I kissed the squirrel. I kissed the squirrel, check out that tail. Might get you a whole 6 months in jail. I kissed the squirrel. I kissed the squirrel, then went down south and fit her whole hand inside my mouth. I kissed the squirrel. I kissed the squirrel, made my eyes twinkle, and we played Rocky and Bullwinkle. I kissed the squirrel. I kissed the squirrel.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
Magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, it's that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest. where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, NBA forward Kevin Durant from the Oklahoma City Thunder. Here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have more energy to do the things you like to do.
And that's a slam dunk.
Whether you like to shoot hoops like me, skateboard, ride a bike,
or dance on your roof, just move it your way.
For an hour a day. Because move as moving every day puts you on the offense towards a stronger you.
And that makes you part of a winning team.
I couldn't have said it better myself. So, Bugs.
So be a player.
Be a player.
Get up, play, and move it your way. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
You said it at www.letsmove.gov. Let's hear that one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
Hey, this is Brian Regan, and you are listening to The Crazy J Show.
My baby's got a transistor radio. She takes it everywhere we go. She takes it when we go out a walking, even to a movie show. One out just last night in the pale moonlight, I asked her for a kiss. But instead of hearing her whisper sweet words of love, all that I could hear was this. I went round to the house where my baby lived to ask her for a date. There I was, walking up the garden path around about a half past eight. When I heard a sound, made my poor heart pound. It stopped me in my stride. I seem to hear the voice of another guy coming from inside.
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. I'm going to call. Maybe that's because you're 11 feet tall. All the world's a stage, they say. I've often heard that said. But I don't have a wooden heart. I have a wooden head.
I'd like to take a transistor radio and throw it in the deep blue sea. I'm so jealous of her transistor radio, cause it takes her mind off me. I said, oh baby, please be mine. I want you for my own. Tell me, is your love for somebody else, or is it for me alone? It's also for Nagaya Gookie of British Honduras, Mbongo Appledurian of New Guinea, and Fred Glockenlocker of British West Hartlepool. I swore to her that I would be always true and love her all the while. And on that oh so happy day in May, I took her down the aisle. Now do you take this man to be your loving husband? The preacher softly said. But he never heard you say I do, cause this is what he heard instead.
Gumma, 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 yeah, yeah. Gumma, 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 yeah, yeah.
You told me you was just 18. On the telephone, I thought that you meant 18 years, but you meant 18 stone, big fat mama. We went to spend our honeymoon down on the island of Capri. I found ourselves a very small hotel, as quiet as could be. But when I got up to our room upon our wedding night, this is a sound that reached my ears as I switched out the light.
Darling.
Yeah, where's the radio?
Music he wants.
Pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing, don't give up. If I cut my arm bleeding, this is my last resort. Cause I'm losing my sight, losing my mind. Wish somebody would tell me I'm fine. Losing my sight, losing my mind. Nothing, all right, nothing is fine.
a shakeout. Why'd you leave your teeth upon the table? Here you go, create another fable. Grab a brush and put a little makeup. Hide them from the fade away to shake up. Why'd you leave your teeth upon the table?
I don't think you trusted my self-righteous suicide. I cry when angels deserve to die.
Hey!
I'm gonna get free.
Right into the sun.
She never loved me.
Why should anyone?
Come here.
I'll take your photo for you.
Come here.
Drive you around.
But it bears repeating now.
Start to cry.
Well,
dread the thought of having to unload this merchandise. Relax, I say, it's not so bad, it might feel kinda nice. Besides, who hasn't had a finger up there once or twice? I must remember, don't leave any drugs inside the holes. I did that once, and a girl who tossed my salad overdosed. Well, I say a little prayer, Hail Maria, full of grace. I've got 3 balloons of coke in an uncomfortable place. I'm sweating. Balloons of ecstasy and 6 balloons of hash, 8 balloons of LSD and 9 of Sensi Mild, a box of Chinese fireworks, Guatemalan child. I made it to the gate now, and my joy I can't contain. I board the aircraft, take my seat in the cockpit of the plane.
Love the music of Stephen Lynch.
Oh, good old Stephen Lynch. Even though he has one testicle,
that's right.
Still great.
He is.
Hey, I found a text that one of your friends posted about you.
Uh-huh.
I told you I was good to drive. The person replied, "Dumbass, I drove. You sat in the passenger seat and steered with a paper plate."
Very nice. I like that. Let's do...
all these things on the interweb here.
That's right. Let's do another celebrity prank call from...
Ooh, yay!
Awards Verification Center. How may I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good.
Good.
I need a vacation.
All right, sir. If you could look above your name and address on the paper that you just received... there should be a priority reservation code. Could you please read that off to me here?
Yeah.
Okay.
7-1-7-1-1-7-7-7-1-1.
I'm sorry?
7-1-7-1-1-7.
It should start with an NRH.
No, it is not true.
Yes, it's a priority reservation code. NRH, and then some numbers, and then a dash, and
yes.
Some other numbers.
Are you going to help me now or not?
Yes, sir, I'm trying to. I just need that number.
Yes.
7-1-7-1-1-7-7-7-1-1. That's not the right number, sir.
Bullshit.
Did you get a postcard or a letter, sir?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Is there no letter in front of you?
Like, no.
Did you not receive one in the mail?
Yes.
And you don't have the letter or postcard with you?
No.
Okay, well, call back when you do, and give me that priority reservation code. It's above your name and address on the paper, okay?
I don't play that game. I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
Sir, I can't answer any of the questions if I don't know what I'm talking about, unless I can pull up your record.
Who are you?
My name is...
what do you want?
Sir, you called me.
Yes. What do you want from me?
Sir, I don't want anything with you. I'm here to help you. I don't know. I guess I don't understand your question.
Are you going to help me now or not?
What can I help you with, sir?
I need a vacation.
Okay, I can appreciate that, sir. I do understand that you need a vacation. But I can't help you unless you give me that priority reservation code.
Come on, don't bullshit me.
Okay, sir, I'm not.
Listen to me very carefully. Take out the papers and the trash. For you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrap that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yakety yak. Don't talk back. I want to ask you
a bunch of questions. I do have a job to do. I cannot sit on the phone with you. I do need your priority reservation code. Now, if you can give that to me, please do so. If not, you can try back another time, okay?
What about the guy you lobotomized? Did he get a refund?
I'm sorry?
What is this business about going to the movies at midnight when you knew your mother would be worried?
I can't understand you, sir.
What the hell were you thinking?
Excuse me?
You want to fuck with me?
I'm sorry?
Who are you?
Who are you, sir?
I'm smart. Unlike someone we know.
Who?
Douglas Quaid.
You're Dennis Quaid?
Yes. How are you?
Who am I?
No. You think I'm funny, huh?
I'm not understanding you.
First, I would like to just get to know you.
Okay, well, I'm sorry I cannot help you.
Hey, I'm a police officer.
Okay.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
I don't think that's a relevant question, sir.
No, it is not true.
Yes, it is true, sir.
Stop whining.
I'm not whining, sir.
Why hasn't she hung up?
Wrong.
Like, she's already said I can't help you.
No, sir.
Unless you give me the number.
Stop it!
Stop what, sir?
Stop whining.
I'm not whining.
She works for one of those companies.
What are you afraid of?
They want to see if
I'm not afraid of anything, sir.
Wrong.
She's paid on commission.
What do we got to do?
I'm sorry?
What do we got to do?
Sir?
She's like, what the hell?
How can I help you?
I need a vacation.
I'm here. Oh my god. I need someone to monitor this call.
Oh, there it is right there.
Who are you?
My name is sir.
What?
What, sir? Sir, how can I help you?
I need a vacation.
I can understand that, sir. I just need your priority reservation code.
Yes.
Yes.
7-1-7-1-1-7-7-7-1-1.
Sir, it should start with an NRA.
1-2.
No.
1-2.
Yes, sir.
No deal.
Sorry, sir?
Come on, don't bullshit me. No problemo.
I'm sorry, sir?
What's the matter?
Sir, how can I help you?
Oh my god.
I need a vacation.
Okay, I can understand that you keep saying that. I need your priority reservation code. Now, it's not 7177711. I do apologize.
10, 20, 10, 200, 1 second.
1 second.
Sir, how can I help you?
You son of a bitch.
She's like, I don't care if I get fired.
She finally hung up. How long was that?
It was like 3 minutes, but that's like, you know, why didn't you hang up? I can't help you unless you give me the number and just hang up and go on with it. That's just kind of funny.
She's paid on commission. She was waiting.
It doesn't matter.
How much crap would you put up with?
Of what certification?
I don't want to start it over. I want to go to the classic here, because he's been in the news so much.
Oh, my favorite racist.
You got to do Mel Gibson. This call is very, very funny, and I hope because of all the sound clips that are coming out of him yelling all these racial things at his girlfriend and stuff, that they will make more calls.
Oh, I think there's going to be a new soundboard pretty soon.
Because this one is freaking hilarious. I laughed so hard the first time.
You're calling Commerce Bank. My name is James Takanoki today.
This is Porter.
How are you, sir?
Gave you $130,000. $70,000 of it is mine. I want it back.
Commerce Service Representative Barnett. Good morning. Thank you for calling Commerce. My name is Diane. How may I direct your call this morning?
Yeah. This is Porter.
I'm sorry?
This is Porter.
And how may I help you this morning, sir?
Gave you $130,000. $70,000 of it is mine. I want it back.
Sir, can I have your account number?
My money, yes or no? Well, then what good are you?
So I'm trying to assist you. I'm trying to get your account number or social security number so I can pull up your account.
Yeah. Take a guess. This is Porter.
I'm going to transfer you to a supervisor to speak with, sir. One moment, please.
Make banking more convenient.
You know how easy and convenient Commerce makes banking, but did you know we do the same for insurance?
A moment longer, sir. I'm trying to get you a supervisor to speak to.
My money, yes or no?
One moment, sir.
My 70 grand. I want it.
Accepting.
What's the matter?
Why carry cash when all you need
Why
is
all
a
the
Commerce
trouble?
Visa card?
Tell me, I help you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Porter.
Okay.
Gave you $130,000. $70,000 of it is mine. I want it back.
Okay. Is this for a loan or? We're just the after-hours service. We fill out loan applications for loans. I think, did you want to speak to the bank?
What's the matter?
It's the same number. I don't think they're open yet. Let me look. Because then it would
feel
like us. Let me check the hours for you.
I want you to deliver the money yourself. My money, yes or no?
You what? I don't know anything about that, sir. I think you need this bank to speak to the bank.
What's the matter?
What branch are you looking for? Hunt Valley or Inner Harbor?
Take a guess. You people aren't listening. I want it back.
He really wants it back.
Okay, sir, but I'm just the loan service, like the after-hour service. I don't have access to anybody's account.
Call Mr. Bryce.
I'm not the actual bank.
I get my money back.
Okay. If you call back at 9 o'clock, someone will be in the office, and you can talk to them.
Listening.
They're open on Saturdays from 9 to 1.
I want it back. Call Mr. Bronson and see what we can do about getting my money back. What's the matter?
Okay, well, call back at 9, and they can help you out with that.
Stop it. I'm getting misty. I'm looking for a statement.
A statement? You'll have to contact the bank during their normal business hours, which is, let me just check.
We happen to have a line on where he might
be. It's 9 to 1, okay. Or you can try accessing your own account.
Well, if you don't, you'll never see little Johnny again. Take a guess about
sir?
Where he is. Wrong answer.
Are you calling the right number?
Yeah. Do you got an address?
How may I help you, sir?
Where is he?
Sir, how may I help you?
Where is he? Take a guess about where he is.
Again, they don't hang up.
Yeah.
Gave you $130,000. $70,000 of it is mine. I want it back. Take a guess. Well, if you don't...
Okay, have a good day.
Oh, there it is.
She's like, that's it. I'm not dealing with you anymore. that's good stuff. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have our guest here, G-Note. Did you find anything over there about him?
Nothing. I searched porn websites, and usually people from Vegas, you'd find them on there.
Right, but I'm not even on her MySpace is there, like even a little history about her. So We're going in this. We're going in this cold feet.
Rocking viola.
Viola.
Rocking.
Rocking.
That's why she's on the show.
Rocking comedy show. Okay. So,
we'll rocking viola.
We're gonna take a break, and we'll be back with Gino.
Highway, listening to the DJ play Merle Haggard and his band. He didn't see the semi as he came around the corner, and he died with his ding dong in his hand. Yes, he died with his ding dong in his hand. He scattered cream filled cupcakes across the land. One of life's great big no-nos, he was reaching for his ho-ho, but he died. Yeah, sure. And when I reach that fateful day, I will die with a great big humongous ding dong, or a severely large Suzy Q, maybe some of them powdered donuts that they leave out on the shelf at the local Stop and Rob for about 12 years in my hands. Oh, yeah! And the long knives. Prepare to be born. Flagship starboard bow.
What? No, not by the enemy flagship. By garbage. Me beautiful ocean be full of it these days. It flows in from rivers and drain pipes. Many of folk don't know that when they throw trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. How can I enjoy Sail Me Bonnie Seas with all this trash in it? Why, there's soda pop bottles, plastic bags, even stinky leftover takeout. Fire at will, men! Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. If you don't, I'll make you walk me plank. Nah, just kidding. Seriously, though. Learn more what you can do to keep the oceans healthy at KeepOceansClean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Mistress Flora, Fauna, and Merryweather.
In the world of fairy tales, Sleeping Beauty had three good fairies to protect her and all her woodland friends. But in our world, protecting the beauty of the forest is the responsibility of everyone.
Listen well, all of you.
Wildfires are one of the most powerful forces known to mankind.
This is terrible.
But 9 out of 10 are caused by humans and can be prevented.
Whatever are we going to do?
Each of us can make a real difference in the fight against wildfires. Do your part to protect our friends in the forest.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We'll all pitch in. You really think we can? If humans can do it, so can we.
Log on to SmokeyBear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You wanna go? All of you who wanna go to college. Wanna go? You best listen to this knowledge. Listen. You gotta be a go-getter, cause it's hard to get there. Get up in their face, get up in their face. So ask for help, and do not stop. Know how to go, that's it, let's rock.
That was Farnsworth Bentley with Wanna Go. For more college info, visit knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Now, on the Crazy J Show, we turn on the other microphone and bring on our guest. And I can't believe he has a guest come on either. What does he do, lie to them and tell them that the show is syndicated and is actual airplay? Or is it because of the word out that this be? Not that, because we have a great guest here today, and Crazy J, tell us who it is.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are up here on the 44th floor. It's me, and again, filling in for Mad Mike, is Chris Reject. During the break, if you guys don't know, we're actually reading text messages from last night. One of the greatest websites ever. There's some things on there that actually should be t-shirts, but we'll talk about that later. We have a guest joining us. She is new to the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Very scared right now.
She's very, like, you know, it's like we tied her down and forced her to come, I think. I'm not quite sure, but... This interview was set up with a good friend of ours, Chris Lowe's from the Residence team, and her name is G Note.
What's up?
G Note. So what's that about? Let's start with the name.
My name, Harona, is complicated enough. I get the nickname Corona, it's a heroin, Hiroshima, when they had those bombs in Russia. If I'm pronouncing it right, I don't know if it's Hiroshima or Hiroshima. So I'm like, as a musician, let's move Harona out the way and... I thought of a few stuff, got a few opinions, and finally, still keep the G. Keep it a G thing. Keep a G note.
Ain't nothing but a G thing, baby.
How long have you been in? That was very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, maybe you guys will sing later.
Dun dun dun.
How long have you been in Vegas?
In Vegas now, going on 9 years. On Thanksgiving will be 9 years.
Nice.
Where are you from originally?
From California. Santa Monica, Venice Beach. Born and raised.
I love when people say they're from California. And they never specify as if we don't know California.
Like, it's just one beautiful
it's
place
just
and
one,
it doesn't matter.
The Golden Coast. The beach.
Yeah, you're like, I'm from the beach cities. Which one? Does it matter?
Does it matter? You know you wish you were there.
Yeah, you're not there.
Just take the Pacific
yeah,
Coast.
You can't highway. Afford it.
Yeah. What made you move out here?
My mom, she wanted to, you know, get a change up, first thing from divorce and stuff, and just start a new beginning. And we've been visiting one of her friends, like, in Las Vegas since the early 90s, back when, you know, MGM Grand was all about Wizard of Oz, stuff
right,
like that.
Right,
I was a little kid, like, yeah, cool, let's go to Vegas, only
that
for the break.
That stealth fighter-looking lion that they had, it was all, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was all scary, and then the green laser they used to shoot across the land, you could see it for miles.
Oh, mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah. The stuff that has come and gone in this town.
I know.
And quickly, too.
Quickly, too.
Yeah. So, with your music, what kind of music do you do?
I'm classically trained, been playing since fourth grade. First on the violin, my first 2 years in elementary school was on the violin. And then in middle school, sixth grade, I'm waiting in line to borrow a school instrument, another violin. But there's no more, the teacher tells us. There's two girls ahead of me. I'm like, wait, should I quit or... Let me see the viola. It looks kind of like a violin. Tried it, learned more about it, and I fell in love.
Nice.
And I've been playing, both getting exposure now, at least since 99, in hip-hop, rock, whatever. Anything with a good beat and bass. I respect it all. Either to bob my head or bang my head.
So what do you do with it? Do you play in a band, or do you have your own? Do you sing?
However, I play with either, let's say, certain bands, but my main exposure is through the DJ's mix. Like, you know, the way they mix up and remix things, mm-hmm. copy their scratches, all that, and it'll help
nice.
Help me to improvise, too, because I don't really have my own music yet, but it influences me. And I'll join local artists, like rappers, singers, spoken word artists. What else? And trying to check out, you know, local bands. I want to get a weekly gig, but because of Vegas, their live entertainment tax, it's been real hard, you know, checking that out for an actual club. Most of them don't even use the LET.
Do you do, like, the House of Blues and stuff like that?
I've only done exposure through on my tributes. Like, when, let's say, back in 2004, when 2 and 3 was out here, I bought my ticket, you know, to see the concert. I thought, wait, let me finally, you know, play my jams while they're doing it in the background. So I scooted out to where there wasn't many people, and I just played against all their old school stuff, like Warren G's, Regulators, and then the new stuff together, too.
Nice.
I like how she said that she learned in elementary school. Most of us in elementary school learn how to play the recorder.
Yeah,
she
that's
learned
all
the
they
violin.
Have out here in Vegas. That's what I also don't like. My brother is about to go into sixth grade, middle school, and he could finally join a band or orchestra, his choice. But all you guys get is a recorder.
Hey, you know what? I can play a mean hot cross buns.
Yeah,
that's the second song, or the third song we actually learned. Even on the strings, it's always Mary Had a Little Lamb and Chinkle Chinkle, then Hot Cross Buns.
My instrument I was forced to learn how
the
to play was...
Flute.
No, No, that was yours.
Oh, that's right.
The accordion, actually.
Accordion, interesting. Because, you know, there's not many out there. That'd be cool.
There's not. And I used to, being a fan of Weird Al, my grandpa was like, if you're going to listen, you got to learn how to play.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, all right. So I learned three songs. I can't remember them for the life of me now. But I still have the accordion. Maybe one day I'll pull
cool.
it out.
Pull it out. See, try it for the nation.
Oh, dude, accordion, viola.
We can have one hell of a band.
And then you on the mic. Oh, yeah.
We can get a recorder in here.
Yeah, this guy can sing when he wants to.
Yeah. Not very often.
So, are you tuned up and you can show mm-hmm. us what you do?
Sure, okay. Any requests? Anything?
What? Tom Sawyer by Rush.
No, I'd add that to a list. I'd have to check that out.
I don't know, something by Led Zeppelin.
Actually, I got to research that because, you know, they were cool in the 80s like that. But growing up, I'm actually not sure.
Like,
only maybe a few of the cover
they
stuff.
They were cool in the 80s like that.
When it came out, I don't know about Led Zeppelin. But I'm like, wait, what is cool. actually their song? Because I was only, you know, a little 80s baby. So I'll know the songs, but I was like, wait, is that them? Is that one theirs?
Oh, the biggest one, of course.
Them and Kiss I'm trying to work
heaven.
On, too. Yep.
Yeah.
That is a that was theirs? Okay.
Yeah, theirs.
Cool. I learned of that from Wayne's World, but I didn't even know that was Led Zeppelin.
Shall we? No, Stairway. D9.
Unless you want to hear a little Metallica. Then
let's
I could do some extra
fans. Let's rock out.
Yeah,
Metallica.
We can rock out
some
of that.
Let's see what you can do.
Have to put a thought to that before Lars calls in, you know, starts suing us.
Yeah, it was just a tribute. I actually did that back in December. Finally got to see them live, December when they came out here, and I brought in my instrument too. Me and my girlfriend, we found tickets last minute. I'm like, hey, I got to do my tribute. If they let me in, they check and see it's not a gun. Let me do my tribute, and yep, had to do it during Enter the Sandman and Sad But True, my classic.
Nice.
Awesome.
Well, it's definitely an interesting twist. I mean, you don't see too many.
You don't see too much. That's why it's also good. First thing, the viola. Most people, when they hear about it, well, what's that? Is it played up right? What do you play?
Yeah.
So I finally edumacate them, let them know.
How is it different than the violin?
It's bigger than a violin, like a few inches bigger, and has a lower string. You're aware of, you know, choirs. They have their different clefs and stuff. You got your sopranos. They have the high notes. That's your violins in the orchestra. Your basses and cellos. They take that baritone, that bass beat. And then the violas are the alto clef. They actually have their own initial clef. It's just the alto voice of it. Normally, the background music, it's funny, too, now that I've been playing the viola, it's now, I lost track either, I think 17 years, going on 18, 16 or 17 years, but with playing in orchestra so long, even when I play, you know, regular normal gigs, I'll normally just take that little back bass beat. I'm just used to playing that background, so finally, now I got to do a solo in there. I got to add that solo riff, copy the trumpet lines. That's what I want to play, but my dad would never let me. He's a trumpetist. And he always told me that, you know, you'll get a big titty on your lip. My lips aren't big enough. I don't need no big old titty snack right there. So I respected him, and I listened. No need to.
Yeah, I got something that's a few inches bigger than normal and has a lower string to it. It's my bass guitar.
Dun-dun-dun.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah.
I wasn't even going to respond to that.
I wasn't even. I don't know what I was thinking.
I want to try the bass guitar next, though. Might as well. Still four string. Shouldn't be too bad to learn the bass clef, so might as well try that.
Yeah. So, do you get a lot of... You say you don't get a lot of gigs in town, but where...
No, I always find out about gigs, like, last minute. Like, the way your connection, through my friend Chris. I didn't hear about the air guitar competition till the night before, or maybe two nights before. I'm check it on MySpace. Big shout out to MySpace. It's been my connection.
Wow.
Networking.
At least I'm not the only one that still uses MySpace.
I still do. Big five, still doing. I haven't checked out the networking on Facebook, but MySpace, I'll research on there, check out an event, and hit up the DJ or the artist as I listen to the music. Like, wait, would you want some strings when you come out here to Vegas and this song? And they'll, they just give me that, I don't know, just the way, the difference of it, the uniqueness of it. They're like, sure, come on, let's hear you when we come into town. And then I'm already on their lineup.
Nice. That's really cool. So,
You know any vanilla ice?
Come on. What was that?
See if she gets some vanilla ice going here.
Vanilla ice.
Yeah.
Because that's so hard. That's so hard to learn. So it's definitely an instrument you won't see in rock bands.
Right. No, that's also what got me a little more into it. Back in 99, 10th grade, I'm listening to the radio in L.A., and then what was the song? Dr. Dre's Nothing But a G Thing came on, and as I'm singing out the beat, I'm like, ding, ding, ding. I'm like, wait, actually, I might be able to play that. I noticed that with playing it so long, if I could sing the beat, then I could find it, and then I tried it on there. Talking about... And from there, it just came on, kept going. I keep a lineup, almost kind of like, how DJs, they must know the timing of the beats. I have to be ready for the beat if the DJ puts in the mix at that party or at that club. So I always add certain songs to my list, like, oh, God, got to try that new one. What else is out there? Any old school jams, whatever.
Well, who are some of your musical influences?
Influences? Well, of course, it'd be Dr. Dre, the ones that got me started in that. Let's see. Everywhere, ranging from Beethoven to George Bizet to Ludacris. I love his beats. I wouldn't mind one time when he does a tour out here. I haven't seen him live yet, but I'd want to, in the future, join him in one of his concerts. Who else? E-40. I like some of his stuff. Like, tell me when to go, that bass line. Ooh, tell me when to go. Oh, my favorite beat of all time, that Lumish. Y'all probably heard of that. Got five on it. I got five. They're actually the originators, or because it's been dubbed so many times. I don't know if I should give them the credit or someone else. I'm researching that soon. But so far, that's my favorite. Love that bass. Who else? From Michael Jackson to really just almost anyone in the hip-hop game. Metallica, Nirvana. That smells like Teen Spirit. I've had a nice variety of music in my influences since I was in California.
Yeah.
New school rock, though, I gotta, get edumacated again on. Like, wait, who's hot now? What I check now?
Justin Bieber.
Oh. No, thank you.
Miley Cyrus.
That's the next generation. Well, Miley, yes, give her props, but.
Yeah.
Green Day.
Green Day, yeah, because, back then with the Nimrod, but I still have to, check those out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're gonna take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Little Ethan Annie, she is mine all mine. Little Ethan Annie has a terrible time. It don't make no difference what she tries to say. When little Ethan Annie talks, it always come out this way. Well, I got a girl named Annie, and she's mine all mine. But when she gets excited, she has an awful time. Cause when I call her on the phone and ask her for a date, before I get an answer, I always have to wait. Cause she goes,
pick me up today.
Well, I took Andy riding, and we went to the park. We ended up in Lover's Lane, sitting in the dark. I asked Andy for a kiss, and I looked in her eyes. And by the time she answered,
Yeah. I was impressed like everyone when man began to fly out of earthly regions to planets in the sky. With total media coverage, we watched the heroes land as ceremoniously they disturbed the cosmic sand. In awe with admiration, we listened to the talk. Such pride felt they, such joy to be upon the moon to walk. My romantic vision shattered when it was explained to me. Spacemen wear old diapers in which they shouldn't be. Oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there. Relieve you and believe me without a worry or care. If shitting is your problem when you're out there in the stars, oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars. They don't partake like you and I of beefy burger mush. Their food is specially prepared to dissolve into slush, absorbed by multi-fibers in the super diaper suit. Otherwise the slush would trickle down inside the boot. Oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there. Relieve you and believe me without a worry or care. If shitting is your problem when you're out there in the stars, oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars. You may well ask now what becomes of liquid they consume. A pipe is led from penis head to a unit in the room. The water is recirculated, filtered for reuse, in case of anti-gravity, pee gets on the loose. Oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there. Relieve you and believe me without a worry or care. If shitting is your problem when you're out there in the stars, oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars. Wherever man has conquered on the quest for frontiers new, I'm glad he's always had to do the number one and two. It makes it all so ordinary, just like you and me, to know the greatest heroes, they had to shit and pee. The intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there. For cosmic constipation, there's none that can compare. If shitting is your problem when you're out there in the stars, oh, the intergalactic laxative, the intergalactic laxative, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Crazy J with you. Chris Reject is here. And G-Note is in the house.
What's up?
People just, like, scanning the show. They're like, why is he playing classical music? What's up with that?
Who is that?
But you know what's still rocking?
It was rocking. That's why she's here.
Thank you very much.
All with the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Oh, yeah.
So we were discussing MySpace. Yes, you need to update your page.
Okay, I was. So I was wondering, getting some people's opinions, to still keep it or what? It's been like that since 05.
Because not knowing you, I would be very confused.
Okay. That's my other love, though. Besides music, it's basketball, sports.
Right. But it's your space.
Mm-hmm.
Your music.
Yeah.
You should actually get a music page.
Once I finally do get some recordings, or even my video, then yeah, I'll upgrade to the MySpace page. The music page.
Her last login was today, and I just noticed 7-Eleven. Did you guys get your free Slurpees today?
I did get my free Slurpee today.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, it's free Slurpee.
I'll open it afterwards. I'll get some.
You got
every year on 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven, I didn't realize.
They
okay.
give the free Slurpees away.
83 years old, the Slurpee.
That long? Cha-ching. Very good.
So, let's, we were talking basketball, that you're not a fan of the Lakers.
Nope, from L.A., but I started playing basketball because of Michael Jordan. Well, first seeing my dad, and then he was my favorite player. Even if you look at some of my shots, some of my show pictures, I'll be wearing his jersey. I keep it in my jersey, in Jordan jersey. And so I had to choose the 91. Oh, my home team, Magic Johnson and James Worthy, or my dog, MJ. And ever since then, after Magic Johnson retired, I've been a Faker hater for life.
See, the thing that got me into the Celtics was the original black NBA player, Larry Bird.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually my dad's name, Larry Bird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, I was, oh, your dad's Larry Bird? Yeah. Oh.
Larry Bird, what?
It's like, yeah.
Get autographs.
Yeah, he doesn't have the money that Larry Bird has. So Well, we've mentioned on the show before, he years ago got to do one of those American Express commercials where they used to show identity theft, and they're like, no, I'm Larry Bird.
Okay,
I'm
right.
Larry Bird. And then
hey, he is, though.
Yeah, and then the real Larry Bird would come out, no, I'm Larry Bird. So my dad got to do that. That was kind of a
nice,
fun little commercial.
Uh-huh.
He was all excited because he was thinking he was going to get to meet Larry Bird because he,
right,
he was a huge Celtic fan, but unfortunately, he didn't come that day that they were filming the commercial.
Of course not. Why would he?
Because
they'll film him in Boston. They're not going to fly him to L.A. Right. For a two-second little bit.
I'm probably the only girl in L.A. that kind of has that deep Celtic pride.
B.L.A. B.L.A.
But you're from California.
Mm-hmm. So what? Hey, well, so dude,
it's the Lakers or the Clippers. Which one?
Neither. It's Sacramento. Whoever's going to beat L.A., that's all.
Yeah.
Hopefully the Heat next season. Heat or Celtics. Don't make me have to worry about it. We don't need another three-peat, no.
No.
Cut that. Cut that out.
Did anybody notice that Kobe's wife, and I know I'm going to get sued for this, but Kobe's wife has just let herself go ever since that whole rape scandal and all that. And you know she's sitting there, go ahead, try to divorce me, nigga. I will get all your shit. Kobe will be sleeping at the Staples Center underneath the basketball goals. Kobe, you need a place to stay? No, I'm cool.
No, I'm cool.
Well, you know, it's like they say about... Anything we hate on the show that we're going to get in trouble for, just send all hate mail to shinglesmcfanny@gmail.com. He doesn't check his email anyway. He's going to come back from being sick, and there's going to be all this email, and he's going to be like, did I insult the Koreans? We'll be like, probably.
Probably, maybe, kind of, sort of.
Why am I getting all this email? When did I say that about that person? I don't know.
I don't know. Just listen to the show. Don't you listen?
Yeah, just go back and listen to the shows and see what you've said. But I haven't been here in like a month. But, so it's interesting. I wish we had a DJ here that could, you know, do the jam so we could really kind of see what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting that you play with them.
Yeah.
So, it's an interesting, I like... How you came up with the idea to even do that?
What that was my friend, actually my first job out here. My mom got me into Kirby. Have you guys heard of the Kirby?
Yeah.
Yep. Selling those vacuums door to door. But my manager, he was a DJ, and in 2003, he made a mix, and I was listening to it, like, okay, cool. And somehow just kept playing it and memorizing the songs, memorizing his cuts, his scratches. And then finally, one of his tracks had, like, dang, I think 14 different mixes for a quick 3-minute track or a 4-minute track. And so I just used that as my promo. Even now, I'm like, do you have another copy of it? Mine is scratched up. I still want to use it as a promo when I finally do record. That's what I want to use. That one. And unless I get, some new mixes, new songs to put onto the lineup for a quickie, 5 to 7 minute promo like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually my quickie. That's usually my longie.
Do you have favorite DJs here in town, like DJ Scribble?
Yeah. Actually, I'm trying to add him to my lineup. I haven't played his mix. You know, his classics, some old school stuff. Got to finally play a tribute and play his scratches. But I've done from DJ Michael Toast, my girl DJ Chris Cut, Hot 975's Nino and Finesse, all DJ Franzen played his stuff back in the days, back with OPM, DJ Master Web, lots of DJs. Yep. I've been about at every Elise club that I still know is open, except for Risque before that closed. I did Body English. Yeah, just about every
hot spot.
That
was a horrible club.
Risque.
That was,
you know what? I didn't even know it was closed.
I know my girlfriend. My friend was always playing up there, but I never. I think one after party, or maybe I was going to play up there. But
there was only one club worse than Risque.
Which one?
Poetry.
Which lasted like 5 minutes.
Say that. That's my spot.
What? It was not.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, poetry. Yeah. Brandon Powers. Big shout out to you.
It was a horrible.
Well, it was itty bitty, but at least the music was popping, and hey, they let me in. They were born, so.
That's why she
That's why I like it.
I didn't like it. I thought it was a horrible club. But Risque was bad, too. So, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult your club.
I know. Hey, you got know why I did it. Somehow it's just been bad timing. I've been trying to get my video done dang for the past year. And I think it was, what, September, October? They were going to let me record over there, do my little demo, I mean video recording. I missed it that weekend because I have a three-year-old daughter. And something situation, either my friend wasn't able to watch or no one able to record that night. They said, okay, we'll do it next weekend. Why did they close that weekend? Thursday night, I was going to play in the weekend after they closed. I'm like, wah, wah. Something always keeps holding me back. But my goal, okay, the next 2 weeks. I guess supposedly Blue Martini, and there's a few other ones. I guess Jed is also alive on place, so I might network with them, see about performing up there. If they'll let me do my little 15 minutes of fame, record and then get that in there so I can finally put that online and send that to a few other people that are interested outside of Vegas. Because I got a lot of local love. Everybody's like, yeah, Gino, what's up? But California and East Coast, they want to hear me.
Yeah, have you thought about doing something like America's Got Talent?
Not really, though, since I don't have my own. But then, I guess if I do do a cover, I'd have to have it either mixed or like that. So maybe.
You could take a DJ out there.
True. So maybe, possibly. I don't know. People have always recommended me, you should do American Idol. I'm like, nah, nah. More for your singers and all that. But.
Yeah, American Idol's definitely for more singers.
Mm-hmm. But America's Got Talent? Okay, I'll think of that one. Maybe check it.
Have you done anything original, something that you wrote, or you just...
No, that's what I'm trying to work on more now. Yeah. Instead of the covers, but I get my influences from them. You know, other artists, like I'll copy their flows from the beat from there that they're speaking and then make a beat from it. Or then from, you know, the drummers love some drum lines and the horn lines. The solos they make, that's what I'll get influenced most from. I'll write it down like my little beatbox and then try to practice it out, like write it out, like, oh, okay, the beatbox, I'm going to put the beat on there, this rhyme, this tone for it.
Do you have a favorite thing to play, like a favorite piece?
Piece? Yes, one of mine. Let me see. That's what, I guess Kalinikov's a little long, but I could do the intro of it. Or, let's see, would be another one. Oh, my actual favorite is a little prelude from Carmen Suite, that one song. You know that? But that's the violin part, but somehow I've always loved our viola part that we have. The viola parts have that little back beat.
Do you know Flight of the Bumblebee?
No, never tried it yet.
Devil Went Down to Georgia?
Right. People have always been recommending. Thanks for reminding me. They were telling me to do that. I got to one day.
Jot that down.
So, there's no classic artist influence with you? Or just...
Oh, well, no, because I've had just a variety. Never really studied some, no. Just played whatever the orchestra has given us, and all, like, you know, the viola section will have our one little solo part. And then from the backbeat parts, then I'll memorize either the horn line. I love the sound of a French horn, too. So sometimes I'll just memorize theirs. And as I'm practicing at home, instead of playing the backbeat, I'll practice their part. What I was able to sing of it.
So that's the only instrument you play?
I also play the clarinet. My dad was in a marching band. He was a drum major and then the trumpet. So he always told me, don't do the trumpet for that titty. I thought, okay, let me try the clarinet. Wasn't too bad. I tried that in eighth grade and then played at the jazz band for ninth grade.
Wow, clarinet and jazz band. We never had that.
No.
It was always saxophone.
Okay. I want to try saxophone next, too. It shouldn't be too hard. Just maybe a few more notes.
If you play clarinet,
right?
it's somewhere.
Just about somewhere, yeah, that too.
I know all about the music.
Hey, Jim, located.
Really, I just got this tattooed. I have no idea what I'm doing musically.
Right. Sometimes when you hear him sing, you'd believe that.
So you said you had a daughter. Is she getting into the music?
Oh, she's a singer and a dancer herself. And she's cute, too. Like, I'll go out. She'll know I have a gig. You gonna play a viola? Can I go? If it was all ages, I would take you. She'll be dancing. She'll get into it.
No, she's 21. She's just a really small midget.
She's so small. Yeah. That's all. I could dress her up. She'll have a little halter top. Looking all cute in her skirt. Come on, let's work it. Let's go.
Don't do her up too much. She'll look like she belongs down at Fremont Street.
Right, nope.
Have you been down there? I like to play on the stages down there at Fremont
Not
Street?
Not yet, because I hear that you have to, get a license or permit, whatever, for it. So I'm still going to
go down there.
Just
go down there and start
go down
playing.
There, maybe. And I did do
open
some street shows.
Open the case and let them start throwing money in.
I did do street shows back. I'm the only, Gino is the only girl taking the strings to the streets, literally. I played in 2003 on the corner of Caesar's Palace, right at Flamingo, during their construction of the fountain. Had my case out there, played my DJ's mix with a boombox, and just left it out there. It's been my best paying job to this day.
She just had the perfect quote for herself there, taking the strings to the streets.
Yeah.
That's your slogan right there.
No, okay, thank you.
You can get shirts made up.
Bravo.
I'd wear it.
Yeah, get a website and have that as the slogan.
That's also what I like about it too. Like I'm not a gangster, but some people they'll see it. Oh, that's gangster. Look at that. See the strings on there. You take it, the other side of the world to bring that flavor to the streets.
And they see a duck, and man, that's gangster. Everything's gangster.
Everything's gangster. But it's awesome what you do. I mean, we'll have to when you know you're doing something with a DJ or something, you should.
Hopefully, I'm trying to go for this Wednesday, maybe at Blue Martini for the ladies' night, if I get in touch with, I guess, DJ J-Swan, or then Thursday, something else, too. I swear, last weekend, I was writing down, checking up updated things, like, where could I go? Network at. Maybe find them on MySpace or Facebook, or maybe roll up there and then let them know what's happening. You know, most likely, it's like, okay, she looks good, I will let her in. Do a little 10 minutes.
It'd be cool to see
then
you
I gotta make sure.
Like that. That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you want me to add you to my invite list?
Sure.
If you want to come. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Check it out. Well, I think it would be cool to see you, like, rock out that element. I've never seen anybody do that, so it'd be...
So far, I think I'm the only one in the streets. There's another guy, Tony B, he plays that on the violin, but he does, his own solos. It's funny, too. People always want us to battle. I'm like, no, I'm not at his level of that. I don't do that solo stuff. So, hey, I'll drop the backbeat. I will accompany you that way to the bass line.
Yeah. That's cool, though. I'm interested. And so you should have video and stuff.
That's what I'm working on. Or everybody got their camera phones, like, hey, email it to me. Let me see the footage you
YouTube
have.
YouTube it and stuff. Yeah, get it.
That's
up
what
there.
I'm looking on, too, trying to type up the show I was at. Or plus, since people might not know that's a viola, they might just put, violin, hip-hop. There's lots of too many things to search on to see if I'm actually online. It'd be hard.
There's not too many out there that do what you do.
Right, no.
So That's when Chris called and told me about you. I was like, that sounds interesting. I've never heard anything like that.
What did he say? How did he describe? Because he didn't even know me till that night I performed. I mean, he didn't even meet me.
Yeah, he just basically said, don't really know how to describe it with your show, but he goes, what she does is pretty amazing. And I was like, well, we've never had anybody like that on, so.
Thanks, Chris. Big shout out to you.
Yeah. Have you met his wife?
No. Well, I don't think she was there, unless maybe.
Sharon Paquette?
No.
She can sing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing. You do a jam with her. She plays keyboards and all that stuff. So.
The piano I love, but too many notes. It's the same notes here, but too many finger pointing for me. I never learned the position. So cool. Okay, I'll contact Sharon.
Yeah.
See about that, yep.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. She can definitely sing. So, mm-hmm. So it's cool that you're part of the residence team because they do a lot of interesting stuff around town. So
I know I saw a lot of their events like maybe a few years ago, but I never got a chance to finally perform up there. So it's cool I finally got in through this, through the air guitar championship.
The air guitar.
When I saw that promo, it's funny, like, that last minute stuff. I saw it like, wait, and I'm practicing, trying to do my air guitar. Should I be in the competition to do either the choices? My two favorites, Metallica's Enter Sandman or Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, then no, you got to play that.
But then, no, I was trying to air guitar, so finally a few times my bow would come out, come out of the guitar, like, wait, no, I can't do an air guitar. Also, how I network, like, let's say I'm at a club or something, some event that has a little music in the background, and people see me do my air viola. I'll beat it out as if I'm doing the bow or fingering. They're like, you're a musician? What do you play? You play the violin? And from there, that's how I'll network.
That's nice.
Let's see, actually, no, for the Bohemian Rhapsody, let me see. Magnifico,
doing to me. putting that song back on the map is what they were doing.
That's one that I actually would record too. I'll do a few covers, you know, when I'm recording and stuff. Have those on there. Any requests? Should I do those ones too? And then finally, when I have the time, when I break it down and do my own, yeah. All I need is that little bass and like drum influence. Little back bass.
Maybe you could use her in the grocery store rejects.
Yeah. Why not?
That's the name of his band.
Hey, if you like, yep, I'll leave you my card.
By all means. So I can stalk you now, all right.
Oh, wait, no, that's Twitter
dun,
now.
Dun, dun.
Forgot, you don't stalk by text messaging anymore. It's all Twitter.
Yeah, you Twitter.
And Twitter, I'm not sure, actually, that's just for what? So putting out your little live feeds? Or I was wondering, should I network on there? Because I haven't really seen it myself.
You know what? It's good for musicians to to network on there and just say, hey, I got a show at this place. And
okay, so maybe I'll sign
up. I mean, it's not one of those things where I hate people that are like, hey, I'm taking a massive crap right now. Thanks.
Ooh, excuse me. Yummy.
Well, we definitely want to thank you for stopping by. It was cool.
Thank you very much.
And we'll add you to the MySpace network.
Don't
use it much, but I'll add it there.
A little bit. Keep me posted of anything happening.
Absolutely. And if you do something, we'll come on and check it out. I want to see your rock out. And again, a real pleasure having you here.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to leave you with this little story. It's about this piece of music. It's a very popular piece of music. I'm sure you all know it, but I'll sing the melody right now. Just yeah, Pachelbel's Canon in D. It's a big hit in the classical world, and I know this because I'm a geek. I know what you're thinking. It's like, Rob, you can't be a geek. You play guitar. You're so cool. Okay, you weren't thinking that, but I was. Well, I haven't always been this cool because I haven't always played guitar. I started out on the cello. Yeah, cello is a wonderful, beautiful instrument. It's cool to be an adult that plays the cello. Being a kid that played the cello sucked. Because there's no way to be cool when your instrument is larger than you. When you walk to school with the cello, you're like a wounded gazelle on the Serengeti. The bullies just smell you coming from a mile away. Ooh, I don't know what that thing is, but I know I'm going to break it. But I put up with all of the abuse because I love the music that we played. I love everything we played in orchestra, except this. I hate Pachelbel's Canon in D with a passion. I hate it so much because the cello part is the worst cello part ever written in the history of cello parts. It's 8 quarter notes that we repeated over and over again. They are as follows. D, A, B, F sharp, G, D, G, A. And that's all we got to play. We repeated those 8 notes 54 times. I counted. Because I had nothing else to do. I would sit back and listen to the violins get lovely melodies. The violas would get lovely melodies. The second violins would get lovely melodies, which should just not happen. And the cello, we got stuck with 8 crappy, lousy, stinking notes. And I began to wonder why. Why would Pachelbel do that to us? Such a beautiful instrument. And my theory was he once dated a cellist. And she dissed him really bad. And so for the rest of his life, he came up with the worst cello parts he could ever think of. It wouldn't be so bad if I didn't hear him every day. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Rob, don't listen to classical radio anymore. It doesn't matter. Pachelbel's following me. It sounds paranoid, but he's following you too. You hear him every day. I don't know. I went to my step-nephew-in-law's 8th grade graduation, and their graduation song was a song by Vitamin C. No. As we go on, we'll remember. La da 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 da. So on the drive home, I turned on some classic rock, some Aerosmith. There was a time when I was so brokenhearted. La da 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 da. So I got home, I thought I'd clear my mind with some folk music. No. Listen, children, to my story. It was written long ago. They do Pachelbel just like everybody does Pachelbel, just to torment me. I don't even go to Taco Bell anymore because it sounds too close. I hate Pachelbel with a passion. I don't even know his first name. It's probably Johan. They're all named Johan. When you think about it, he's the original one-hit wonder. He had one hit 300 years ago. It's my cross to bear my entire life. Where are they now? That's what I want to know. Where are you now, Pachelbel? VH1's I Love the 1790s. Where is it? And if he would just stay away from music that I loved, it would be better, but he won't. He is shameless. He will follow me to the ends of the earth. I went to Horde Festival thinking, no, he couldn't possibly follow me to the Horde Festival. But you know who was at the Horde Festival? Blues Traveler. So that means that Pachelbel was also at the Horde Festival. So, suckin', 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 where you're in Berlin or in Tintin. Make a fret move and then you're in. So I figure I'm going to listen to punk rock for the rest of my life. No dice. Do you have the time to listen to me whine? You know I'm getting really bored, 'cause all songs have the same damn chords. Punk music is a joke, it's really just baroque. Am I just paranoid? I wanna push you around, well I will, I will. I wanna push you down, well I will. Now wow, it's been good living with you. And my machine head is better than the rest. My machine head is better than the... See the stone set in her eye, see the thorn twist in her... I'm all out of faith, this is how I feel. I'm cold and I'm thin, lying naked on the floor. He was a boy, she was a girl. Could it be any more obvious? We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. On your mark, get set, and go now. Got a dream and we just know now. No woman, no cry. When I find myself in times of trouble, Pachelbel's always following me. I'll see you in hell, Pachelbel. Oh, Pachelbel, Pachelbel. I'll see your ass in hell. I'll see you in hell, Pachelbel. Thank you so much, Penn State. Enjoy the rest of the show. Thanks.
It's Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was toe-tapping fun.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun.
Too soon. Some do here we both know. Too out of here.
clean up your looks with all the lies in the books to make a citizen out of you. Because they sleep with a gun and keep an eye on you, son, so they can watch all the things you do. Because the drugs never work, they're gonna give you a smirk, 'cause they got methods of keeping you clean. They're gonna rip up your heads, your aspirations to shreds. Another cog in the murder machine. They said gonna fit in much, kid. But if you're troubled and hurt, what you got under your shirt will make them pay for the things that they did. They said
Chemical Romance here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with Teenagers. Wow, G-Note.
I'm
still not quite sure what she does.
I don't know. Well, all I know is that we're going to get a freaking email from Lars now for suing us with that Inner Sandman.
At first when she was playing it, I'm like, what song is that?
Yeah, and then it finally...
Then it kicked in. Yeah, so...
Well, it was a pleasure having her, though.
It was. I mean, it's always interesting. It's a challenge to interview somebody you don't know anything about.
So. And still nothing. I mean, we were looking at her MySpace and...
With her here. And then she even asked, what do you think of... It's confusing.
Yeah, Michael Jordan. That's what we got out of her MySpaces.
Yeah, and how long has it been since he has not played basketball?
2 wives ago?
Yeah. A long time ago. It was before he was selling underwear.
That is true.
But, yeah, so G-Note, thanks for coming down, guys. Find her on MySpace. Find out where she's performing. Because apparently it seems like she just sneaks into a lot of places.
And just brings her viola.
And she's like, I'm going to play. I'm just going to play. And you're going to like it.
You know what? I would not say no to her because she looks like the kind of person that could probably shank you.
When you have a name like G-Note, of course, you can't say anything bad.
I'm still kind of shocked right now.
Right? It's like, what is going on? What is this about? What was she doing? Very nice, though. It was very nice for her to be here.
Not everyone can, you know, have that kind of music where they can just come in and just whip up a song and... And, you know, it takes a lot. I mean, I've heard a lot of the performances you've had on here. You've had Elvis. You've had Rod Stewart. The amazing Roxy Gunn. I'm going to throw her out there because she's a good friend of mine. And then you've had shitty performances by the Grocery Store Rejects.
Scott Kimes.
And Scott Kimes. Wait, whoa. Scott Kimes was actually on the show?
Scott Kimes was on my show before he was a roommate.
Oh, my God. Oh, everyone needs to go back and listen.
And we would just play, you know, we played his song, and I was like, well, why didn't you perform it? He goes, oh, I know how to play guitar. And I was like,
you okay.
Right? You know how to play guitar. But then he goes to an open mic gig and plays guitar. I was like, what? Because you're such a liar.
He was your roommate. Those of you that don't know Scott Kynes, you got to go back and listen to my very first appearance on this show, and you'll learn everything you need to know about Scott Kynes, and now you need to go and add his band on MySpace. What was their name? I don't even remember.
I don't think it matters.
I can find out, though.
Let's do some news. News that matters, not news about Scott Kynes.
Where are we at now?
We are in New Mexico.
Ooh!
This is
our neighbors.
This is a very funny story. It's not supposed to be funny.
But it is.
But it is. It's not one of those stories where I'm going to laugh in the middle of it, but it's pretty ridiculous. You might.
Okay. Oh, that doesn't say much.
A 47-year-old man's friends... 47-year-old man's friends set his prosthetic leg on fire.
Oh, shit.
See, I knew it was coming. 47-year-old man's friends... That's weird how it's written. A 47-year-old man's friends set his prosthetic leg on fire after he lost a drinking bet, causing him to suffer severe burns to his buttocks and lower back. Don Anna County Sheriff's deputies found the man naked on the side of the road with his prosthetic leg in flames. Deputies learned that the man and his friends were drinking and bet that whoever drank the least would be set on fire. That's a logical bet when you're drunk.
Yes. Dude, if you don't finish that beer before me, I'm lighting you on fire.
All right, that sounds like a good deal.
But that might be prosthetic.
The man told investigators that at six beers, he drank the least and agreed to let his friends set him on fire. He said his friends ignited his prosthetic leg and the flame spread to his body. I wasn't going to laugh. I read this one a couple of times to make sure I wasn't going to laugh. The sheriff's office said the man took his clothes off because of the pain, and his friends decided to take him to the hospital. But they got nervous and instead dropped him off on the side of the highway. The man was taken to a Texas burn treatment center. How fucked up are your friends? They know you have a prosthetic leg. You light it on fire. They remove all of your clothes, and they're going to take you to the hospital and then leave you on the side of the road naked.
And you still call them friends. Now, here's my take on this. I'm throwing this out there. Okay, drinking game with fire, bad idea. Guy had a prosthetic leg. Was his friend saying, okay, we're going to light your prosthetic leg on fire? What if he had won? What's he going to light on fire? And two, why didn't he just remove the prosthetic before they set it on fire? He could have used it as a torch.
Maybe because if they would have lost, they couldn't take their leg off. So he had to leave it on. Maybe they didn't think it was going to ignite so quickly.
Well, we do know prosthetics are flammable, highly flammable.
Over in Detroit, it was a lucky day.
Detroit Rock City.
It was a lucky day in Michigan for the numbers 9, 7, and 0. The Michigan State Lottery says 9, 7, and 0 were the winning numbers in Friday's midday daily drawing. And the lottery says the same numbers drawn in the same order were the winning ones in Friday evening daily 3. There's no immediate word of winnings related to the numbers. So they came up twice the same way, in the daytime and in the evening. That's freaking weird.
That is... Wow.
9, 7, and 0.
9, 7, 0.
You are listening to the Rock and Comedy Show. We're doing the news, and we're going over to New Hampshire, where a couple says a 25-pound pet tortoise has reappeared 4 years after escaping from its pen. Mike and Christine Wellington say their African spur tortoise named Lucy made off from their greenhouse business in Brentwood, but Wellington's received a call from a neighbor half a mile up the road. It took him 4 years to go for half a mile.
Was he in a race?
Takes his shell off and he's got the little boxers on like in the Bugs Bunny cartoon. The Wellingtons received a call from a neighbor half a mile up the road that Lucy had reappeared. The Wellingtons say they're certain the tortoise is theirs because of the unusual protruding bumps on its back. Mike Wellington says turtles of Lucy's species dig deep holes in the ground for protection in extreme weather. He says he supposes Lucy did just that to survive New Hampshire's winters the past 4 years.
So the question that I have for this one is, why did the turtle leave?
because he got out. I had a
but I mean, and
I
then
had a desert tortoise escape.
Maybe he wanted to get away for a reason.
Maybe he did.
And now he's back, and he's probably just like, fuck, why do I live so long?
Reno, Nevada.
Oh, our neighbors.
We don't talk about Nevada enough on this show.
Oh.
Sheriff's deputies responding to a dispute at a northern Nevada home said they discovered that a man sharing the house with his mother was growing marijuana plants in his closet.
Wait, I thought you said this was Reno, not Port St. Lucie.
It's Reno.
Oh, Reno, Nevada.
Sheriff's deputy Armando Avina said officers responded to a home late Friday to investigate a dispute between a woman and her son and smelled marijuana. Deputy said they found three large plants, lamps, and fertilizer. 26-year-old Travis Todd Felcher was booked into the Washoe County Jail on suspicion of cultivating marijuana, possession of marijuana with intent to sell, and possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia, and one grocery store reject CD.
You had to do it. Hey, you know, we play for our audience. We play for the people that have the much... Wait, hold on. What's even better is look at the picture right next to the story.
Oh, I know.
It's a pot story, and there's donuts.
A nice advertisement for Krispy Kreme. A message left by the Associated Press at a phone listing for Fletcher was not immediately returned. Of course not.
Well, because he can't find the phone at this point.
He can't remember the number either.
Did.
Doing the news. Over in Atlanta, authorities said a 75-year-old woman drove her car through the front of an Atlanta liquor store. And it's not the first time.
Wait, is it the first time for this liquor store or the first time that this woman's done this?
The first time she's done this.
Oh.
Constance Chapman tells police her brakes went out Monday afternoon while she was trying to park at Green's package store along Ponce de Leon Avenue, a major thoroughfare in the city's Midtown neighborhood. Her white Mazda Miata crashed through the front window, pinning worker Jennifer Gardenia between a broken window and shelf. She was taken to Atlanta Medical Center to be treated for head injury caused by a falling bottle of liquor. Chapman told police this is the second time she's done this at Green. So, yes, it's happened twice at the same store.
At the same store.
With the same lady. Authorities said the wreck shattered 1,500 bottles of alcohol.
And she has to pay for it all.
Well, I don't know. She's 75. She'll probably just gonna...
What was she doing at the liquor store? She's 75. Nana's going to go get some vodka.
She was trying to park at Green's package store. So I don't know what necessarily a package store is, but there you go.
Oh.
And we're going to do one more for today. Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, 8-year-old Logan Fisher is fed up with crime, and he's making sure the leaders of his Minnesota city know it. Logan was ticketed because thieves broke into his Brooklyn Park home last month and stole thousands of dollars worth of electronics, not to mention his wallet that was filled with quarters. So the soon-to-be fourth grader climbed on a stool and took the podium at this week's city council meeting. The Star Tribune reports he wrote out his speech in pencil, then had his mom type it up. He said, "We need to get mean, and we need to mean it." Deputy Police Chief Craig Evildensen agreed with Logan on neighbors watching out for neighbors and stepped up police patrols, but he said the boy's idea to put on an armored SWAT vehicle on the streets to scare criminals away just isn't so practical. But congratulations
yes.
to little Logan Fisher for coming up with cracking down on crime. They stole my quarters, bitch.
He needs to go to Port St. Lucie and help them out with their problem there. And he's only 8, so he has plenty of time for the Tooth Fairy to come visit him. And
he'll get $1,300.
He'll be loaded. And then he can come visit us here at the Rock and Comedy Show.
That's right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got the Crazy 8 Countdown. That's right, the top 8 wacky songs of the week. And we'll be back right after this. Yay!
I met you in Jose's cantina. Oh, you look so lonesome and sad. So I said with a wink, let me buy you a drink, and then maybe things won't seem so bad. You ordered a large champagne cocktail, then vodka, then wine from the Rhone.
sandals I bought this time. Suddenly you thought it's no wonder that you're on your own. You took me across town to your place. My eagerness I could not hide. As you walked across the floor and you locked the front door, why did you leave me outside? So I went to my uncle Hernando, saying my heart is filled with desire. But the lady says no, and all the waters that flow from the mountains can't put out the fire. He said, when a lady says no, she sometimes means yes, you young hothead. I said that may be so, but she didn't say no. She simply said, go and get knotted. So I came here, and I sang neath your window from midnight till gone 3:30. Oh, tell me, sweet lady, pray tell me, what was it you emptied on me? I hoped when I came to Merida that I'd find the love of my life. And I gave you my heart, but we drifted apart, so I'm going back to the wife. Friday night, I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started making out, and she flipped out my pants. But then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're crazy. And I saw more of you from TV shows. What the hell is it? You see my Wednesday, I should have my lunch. What's my picture pen? What's my picture pen? We'll be right back.
He's not the average common two. He's different from everyone like you. He's everybody's brother and son. He's different from anyone. He's Crazy Jay. He's got something to say. Crazy Jay thought he'd play some tunes, and some of them are just like loons. Come on, Jay, people don't want to wait. Give them your Crazy Eight. Crazy Eight.
Time for the Crazy Eight, where we count down the top eight songs of the week, the funniest songs of the week. We're going to start with one of my all-time favorite songs by Mr. Weird Al Yankovic. It's a great story.
Hold on, before we play, how do you choose? What is the process that goes into this?
They're usually my favorites or songs that we've played over the last couple of weeks that people want to hear again.
Oh, okay. I just wondered the process. You know, did you go into deep thinking, meditation, St. Lucie?
I just basically was like, here's eight songs, let's go.
Oh, okay. So.
No, I mean, some of the songs, like the last couple of weeks we've done.
That's what the dartboard with all the song titles on it is.
Right, but I mean, last week we did like the top eight Weird Al songs, but they were somehow connected with each other, so you had to listen to it and figure it out.
Got it.
So sometimes I put a little thought into it, but today they're just fun songs.
Got it.
This is one of my... I think the reason I like this is it was just so well written, and it's a great story. And
if you're gonna announce this like you are right now, you got a Casey Kasem in it, man. Don't do this.
Oh no, they know how I feel about this song. This song is badass. Here it is from his CD, Running with Scissors.
Oh,
it's Albuquerque.
Pepper and salt and tea.
eat that little chocolate mint on my pillow that I love so very, very much, when suddenly there's a knock on the door. Well, now, who could that be? I say, who is it? No answer. Who is it? There's no answer. Who is it? They're not saying anything. So finally I go over and I open the door, and just as I suspected, it's some big fat hermaphrodite with a flock of seagulls haircut and only one nostril. Oh man, I hate it when I'm right. So anyway, he burst into my room and he grabs my lucky snorkel, and I'm like, hey, you can't have that. That snorkel's been just like a snorkel to me. And he's like, Klaus. And I'm like, give it. And he's like, make me. And I'm like, okay. So I grabbed his leg and he grabbed my esophagus and I bit off his ear and he chewed off my eyebrows and I took out his appendix and he gave me a colonic irrigation. Yes, indeed, you better believe it. And somehow in the middle of it all, the phone got knocked off the hook. And 20 seconds later, I heard a familiar voice. And you know what it said? I'll tell you what it said. It said, if you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. In Albuquerque. Albuquerque.
Well, to cut a long story short, he got away with my snorkel. But I made a solemn vow right then and there that I would not rest. I would not sleep for an instant until the one nostril man was brought to justice. But first I decided to buy some donuts. So I got in my car and I drove over to the donut shop and I walked on up to the guy behind the counter and he said, yeah, what do you want? I said, you got any glazed donuts? He said, nah, we're out of glazed donuts. I said, well, you got any jelly donuts? He said, nah, we're out of jelly donuts. Did you get any Bavarian cream-filled donuts? He said, no, we're out of Bavarian cream-filled donuts. I said, you got any cinnamon rolls? He said, no, we're out of cinnamon rolls. I said, you got any apple fritters? He said, no, we're out of apple fritters. I said, you got any bear claws? He said, wait a minute, I'll go check. Box of one dozen starving, crazed weasels. I said, okay, I'll take that. So he hands me the box, and I open up the lid, and the weasels jump out, and they immediately latch onto my face and start biting me all over. Oh, man, they were just going nuts. They were tearing me apart. You know, I think it was just about that time that a little ditty started going through my head. I believe it went a little something like this. That's exactly when I ran into the girl of my dreams. Her name was Zelda. She was a calligraphy enthusiast with a slight overbite and hair the color of strained peaches. I'll never forget the very first thing she said to me. She said, hey, you got weasels on your face. That's when I knew it was true love. We were inseparable after that. Oh, we ate together, we bathed together, we even shared the same piece of mint-flavored dental floss. The world was our burrito. So we got married and we bought us a house and had two beautiful children, Nathaniel and Superfly. Oh, we were so very, very, very happy. Oh, yeah. But then one fateful night, Zelda said to me, she said, sweetie pumpkin, do you want to join the Columbia Record Club? I said, whoa, hold on now, baby. I'm just not ready for that kind of a commitment. So we broke up and I never saw her again, but that's just the way things go. Looking up for me, because about a week later, I finally achieved my lifelong dream. That sizzler. I even made employee of the month after I put out that grease fire with my face. Aw, yeah, everybody was pretty jealous of me after that. I was getting a lot of attitude. Okay, like one time I was out in the parking lot trying to remove my excess earwax with a golf pencil when I see this guy Marty trying to carry a big old soap up the stairs all by himself. So I say to him, I say, hey, you want me to help you with that? And Marty, he just rolls his eyes and goes, no, I want you to cut off my arms and legs with a chainsaw. So I did. And then he gets all indignant on me. He's like, hey, man, I was just being sarcastic. Well, that's just great. How was I supposed to know that? I'm not a mind reader, for crying out loud. Besides, now he's got a really cute nickname, Torso Boy. So what's he complaining about? Hey, that reminds me of another amusing anecdote. This guy comes up to me on the street and he tells me he hasn't had a bite in 3 days. Well, I knew what he meant, but just to be funny, I took a big bite out of his jugular vein. And he's yelling and screaming and bleeding all over, and I'm like, hey, come on, don't you get it? But he gets controlling around on the sidewalk, bleeding and screaming, ah! 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 And I'm completely missing the irony of the whole situation. Man, some people just can't take a joke, you know? Anyway, where was I? Kind of lost my train of thought. I know it's kind of a roundabout way of saying it, but I guess the whole point I'm trying to make here is I hate sauerkraut! That's all I'm really trying to say. And by the way, if one day you happen to wake up and find yourself in an existential quandary full of loathing and self-doubt and racked with the pain and isolation of your pitiful, meaningless existence, at least you can take a small bit of comfort in knowing that somewhere out there in this crazy old mixed-up universe of ours, there's still a little place.
Gentlemen, that is your number 8 song of the week, Albuquerque. What an adventure.
And for those of us that have been to Albuquerque before, we know exactly what he's talking about, and it is a magical, magical land.
It is, where the towels are oh so fluffy.
And anyone will shave your back for a nickel.
And that's right, anybody.
What's the number 7 song?
It's right here.
Crazy J can't count to number 10. He gets intros done for free by some of his friends. This is anything but sonic heaven. On the crazy 8 countdown, this is number 7.
What could it be? What could be number 7? I'll give you a hint. It's the second music video MTV ever played when they went on the air. It happens to be one of the most still requested songs on the Dr. Demento show.
You got me on that one.
Don't use your computer. Try to really think about it.
The second music video ever.
Ever on MTV.
Ever on MTV. Was
still
it?
One of the most requested songs. And when you tell people, oh, I listen to the Dr. Demento show, this song is usually the one that they sing because it's that popular.
You know what? And I've heard the Dr. Demento show a few times. I'm not going to say that I'm like a huge crazed fan like you. I'm drawing a blank, sir.
All right, you ready?
Shock me.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads.
Laughing happy fish heads in the evening,
floating in the soup.
But that is Fish Heads, my friends, coming in at number 7 on our countdown.
Numero 7.
Still a fun song. Still a fun song to this day.
It is a fun song. You know what? I want to add that.
The video is cheesy.
Is it cheesy good, cheesy bad, cheesy?
It's demented cheesy, but no, it's
makes sense.
It's very cheesy. You wanted to add what?
What?
You said you were going to add the song?
Oh, I'm going to add that to the GSR intro music that we do.
Oh, yeah, you know, you should.
That would be a good way to come out on stage.
Or, you know, just do it as a cover.
I was thinking about that, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think it would go over huge. Probably bigger than you think.
No, it's not. I'm not scared that, you know, it would go over. I'm just scared that we're going to ruin such a classic.
Yeah, I don't think you could. I've seen your
no,
band.
No, it's not could, I've, and we would.
I've seen your band.
Yes, you have.
Not worried about it. Let's continue the countdown.
Let me guess, we're going to Numero 6?
Yes.
Yeah, I learned how to count.
That's why you
need to get the sonic kicks. Here we go now to number 6.
See?
Here we go, let's go. Give them number 6.
Well, I'm just looking at a count numbers thing here.
Oh, it seems to me this whole world's gone crazy. There's too much hate and killing going on. But when I see the bare chest of a woman, my worries and my problems are all gone. No one thinks of fighting when they see a topless girl. Maybe if you would show yours too, we could save the world. Show them to me, show them to me. Unclasp your bra and set those puppies free. They'd look a whole lot better without that sweater, baby, I'm sure you'll agree. If you got two fun bags, show them to me. I don't care if they don't match, your one's bigger than the other. You can show me one, and I'll imagine the other. Even if you're really old, there's nothing wrong Don't be sad, your boobs ain't bad. They're just a little long. Show them to me. Show them to me. Lift up your shirt and let the whole world see. Just this robe, show your globes, and a happy man I'll be. Either you got dos chichis, show them to me. I've met a lot of them, but never one I've hated. Even if you've had 13 kids and you think they look deflated, there's no such thing as a bad breast. I believe this much is true. If you're a big fat man, I'm a titty fan, and I'd love to see yours too. Show them to me. Show them to me. Just like the girls gone wild on TV. Just lean back and show your wreck, and I'll be in ecstasy. If you got two cassavas, show them to me. Yeah. All the world will live in harmony. It'll do you good, and it'll give me wood, and we'll make history. If you love your country, I'm gonna say it one more time. I said, if you love your country, yeah, then stand your ass up and show them big old titties to me.
Oh, yeah. Rodney Carrington coming in at number six.
And why wouldn't you? Come on, it's Rodney Carrington.
Yeah, you gotta show him.
Yeah.
Just disrobe. Show those globes.
Yeah. Those chichis.
That's right. Anyway, number six on our countdown, Show Them to Me by Rodney Carrington. Number seven was Fishheads, and number eight was Albuquerque. We move on down now to song number five. This one gets a lot of airplay, but we love it. We love it a lot. Here is Dino Mike video coming very, very soon for this song.
Originality, Fishheads. Got on my hair. Down for a first song intro. Of course they did.
I was trying for so long, just to hit the notes myself. And I was failing so hard. Songs went how whenever I felt. So now I know what bullets make me sound better. No one will know how'd I get so clever. Reverb effect, adjust the switching hands, and a happy delay. But when the mic came on and my voice came out, it was clear that I was screwed. Now I'm a hip-hop star and I'm living so large. Thank you, Auto-Tune. So now I sound. Oh, I know now, as I swim in my huge bin of money. Truth be told, I'm not that clever. Oh, with the lyrics up and say whatever. Like, hey there, girl, you're looking just in danger. Fuck your starfish in my face. Cause when my song comes up on the top 10 charts, my ego gets so huge. Cause I'm a hip-hop star and I'm better than you are. Take two auto-tune and now I sound.
Like every Asian last name. Changing tongues,
I've been working here for so long, why would I stop on this song? Samey, all the same,
at first you
thought it was so cool, now we just sound like fools.
This filter makes me sound so gay,
I can say I'm gonna beat you, give you syphilis and leave you, but your butt just think it's all okay,
cause
my voice is so unthreatening, and so
cool. When my vocoder turned off in a sellout crowd, it was clear that I was through. But you're not free, there's plenty others like me. Thanks to auto-tune,
we don't want to see.
Probably the best song he'll ever write. Love that song, and never, ever seems to get enough airplay on this show. And the video coming out sometime next week, and not in it.
Not in it. Well, then he needs to get off the...
No, but he's working on a Halloween video, and I'll be in that one.
I like how he said he gets aroused or something when he sees his name in the charts or something. And then here he is. He made what? Number six.
Number six.
He made the number six, so
number five.
Number five. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I lost count there.
Yeah.
I was so enthused with the song.
It was a great song.
Yeah, and so right now Dino Mike is aroused.
And we're moving down to number four.
I don't know if he really said that, but
it sounds like something he'd say.
Sliding around all over the place, we're gonna slide this song into your face. All the little girls say, Jay, give us more. Instead, he's only gonna give us number four. Come on, Jay, don't snore. Number four.
Got it all, the answer to my prayers, just kudos down from Sears. I was surprised, cause they mostly hire guys. She's the girl at the video game.
Card. It's only $15 and it comes with a free magazine subscription.
I totally want that.
She was nice to me. She's my final fantasy. She's the girl at the video game.
So
radio. I tell you what I do. I tune in Crazy J and I play for me and you. I'm crazy about the Crazy J. I'm crazy about the Crazy J. Gonna buy me a radio and tune in Crazy J. He's gonna play us number three. I'm gonna buy me a radio and cruise along with number three. Gonna buy me a radio and cruise along with number three.
Played this one a couple weeks ago when we did our Crazy 8 on the Top 8 Songs About Boobs. And this one got the most response out of all the songs we played. It's Ruth Wallace, and this is her song about boobs. It's great because it's, you know, from back in the day, like, you know, 50s, 60s era.
Top-top.
And she's singing about tatas.
You gotta have boobs if you wanna impress tycoons and roofs. You need boobs to fill out a sweater. You need two, but three might be better. And that's one in the back for dancing. Do 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 do. You gotta be stacked. Hey, you gotta be grouped. Individually packed. For with boobs you can start a romance off. Make a man stand right up and take his hat off. I know it doesn't rhyme, ducky, but it does keep me legitimate. To make a fool for the earth and mutter. Even a cow has to show her udders. You gotta have boobs. B-O-O-B-S. Some push him up. Some stick 'em out, and some keep 'em flapping in the breeze. Some tie them down, because if they don't, they would hang down to their knees just to tease. You gotta have boobies if you want men to offer diamonds and rubies. Why, even a tennis player would knock his balls out over the net for a chick who fills each cup until it falls out. Big, small, or medium, or oversized, they've all got that flavor and it's homogenized. You gotta have boobs. B-O-O-B-S. Now some have enough, and some have too much, and some like me could stand a whole lot more. Some are like watermelons, and some are like grapes, and some are like knobs upon the door. What's your score? You gotta be filled. Two fried eggs will never grab him like grapefruits will. And they're both breakfast foods. But listen, girls, don't try to fool your lover. Remember, he can go to Goodyear if he wants rubber. Some men are leg men and some are behind men. But if he's a boobs man, even a blind man will find him. You gotta have boobs. B-O-O-B-S. You think it's easy to write songs like this? Lots of research. Just think, if all the girls had boobies with fluoridation, we could take the cavities out of the whole damn nation. A nibble a day keeps the dentist away. Alter cockers like big knockers. This goes over great in Israel. You've got to have boobs, so be kind to your flat-chested friend. Tomorrow she may be bigger than you are. You start out with A cup and wind up with E cup. Silicones are girls' best.
Gala boobs, man.
I just had to Google search this Ruth here. I had to Google search her just to see Wow, she was actually a very attractive woman.
She was. She did a lot of great songs like that. Dave's Dinghy, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff.
In fact, I see the album right in front of us here.
No, that's Rusty Warren, actually. Are you looking at this one?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah. I was looking at the one on your screen. No, I didn't even notice. I'm not even paying attention.
You are correct, sir. Let's continue the countdown.
I swear I'm not the rabbi. I am paying attention.
Come on, Jay, don't be blue. They want insanity, not the blues. Give a number two. Come on now with number two. You know just what to do. Give them now your number two.
It's time for number two, buddy. This is a good song. It hasn't been on the show or the countdown in quite some time, but it is Adam Sandler, and he's always funny, and this is his song. It's about the 7-foot man. Have you heard this?
Yes, I have.
It's been a long time, but here it is on our countdown, coming in at number two on the Crazy 8. It's Adam Sandler with the 7-foot man.
We just wrote this song on a bus the other day. So sit back and relax. Three, four.
I'm the 7-foot man. I've committed no crime. Bumping my head into doorways, it happens all the time. I'm 7 feet tall, and I repeat, they don't make a ski boot that can fit my feet. I'm 7 feet tall, and I don't play basketball. I'm 7 feet tall, but I'm still just a man. So of course it hurts me a lot when I walk into the ceiling fan. Small people say I wish I was him, but it's been 9 years since I've had a trim. The barber said I can't reach the top of his head. I cannot hide. I know, cause I've tried. My last girlfriend died because my penis is 7 foot wide. So the next time you see me walking around and my head's right about to hit a tree branch, tell me to duck down. And I'll pay you back, soon you will see, by getting your frisbee down from that tree. I do what I can. I'm the 7-foot man. 7-foot man. 7-foot man.
Jane, let's have some fun. A little insanity has just begun. We've been waiting all the way from number 8. Come on, Jay, don't hesitate. We're only one. We only want to have some fun. Come on, Jay, give us number 1. Number 1. Number 1. Woo, number 1. Give us number 1.
Yes, it's time. It's time for the number 1 song.
I'm not ready for this.
You've been waiting since number 8, and now it's time.
I don't think I'm ready for this. I'm anxious. I'm scared.
You want to wait a little bit longer?
No. Okay. Well, let's go ahead.
The number 1 song is Stephen Lynch, and it's all about waiting. But waiting for what? Listen.
Out of my hands, and all I can do is wait. It's the not knowing that has put me in this state. The minutes feel like hours, the tension is too great. I've done my part, so now it's in the hands of fate. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. I shouldn't have fucked that prostitute without a prophylactic. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. Regret is dripping from me like my semen down her crack, and now I wait. My nerves, they have been frayed, my pants, they have been shat. I know the nurse will say it's time to have a chat. At least I'll never worry about getting fat. I should think positive. No, wait, I didn't say that. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. I never should have blown that tranny in my Cadillac. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. I just had to taste that sweet forbidden nectar from his sack, and now I wait. Is it over? Will my jersey be retired? Will my name stitched upon a quilt be required? Did I make a difference? Was my life inspired? Will Denzel Washington defend me when I'm fired? Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. Eating assholes shouldn't be an aphrodisiac. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. If I'm clean, I swear to God I will stop shooting smack, probably. Boys and girls, don't be naive. Take it from your Uncle Steve. AIDS cares not whom it affects. Caught from unprotected sex. Or piss or semen, even shit from handshakes, sneezes, toilet seats, from monkey bites and uncooked meat, from dirty coins and dreadlock hair, from certain children in daycare, drinking water, breathing air. I tell you, AIDS is everywhere. Oh God, I can't take anymore. I think I'll run right out that door. But wait, the nurse comes straight away. Tell me, what does my test say? I'm okay.
You have that, right?
No, I got it cured up finally.
Oh, finally you don't have the chlamydia anymore? But
no.
It was nothing big though, right?
No, it was nothing big. You know, just a little bit of a drip, a little burning, you know? Nothing to be worried about.
A little pain. It's all right. But yeah. There it is. That is your number one song of the week, Waiting by Stephen Lynch. Number two on our countdown was 7 Foot Man by Adam Sandler. Number three was Boobs by Ruth Wallace. Number four, The Girl from the Video Store by Perry Carey. That's just such a funny name. Number five was What You Say, It's All the Same by Dino Mike. Number six, Show Them to Me, Rodney Carrington. Number seven was Fishheads. And number eight, Albuquerque by Weird Al Yankovic. That is your Crazy 8 countdown.
It was a pretty good countdown. I liked it.
Nice way to wrap up the month.
Yay.
And Chris, thank you for being here.
Oh, no problem. Anytime.
You never know. You can be back next time.
Yeah, we'll see how the reviews go.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if Mad Mike
people are going to be begging for the rabbi back next week.
Maybe, maybe not. They'll be just, can you please just get somebody else? Or just do it yourself. We'll see what the comments are when we return. But, guys, thank you. Thank you for listening and, you know, rock out.